Bam!
There.
Is that it? Can you people hear us? Are we up and cracking? We had sound for a second there. Oh, we did have sound. It just didn't show it in the window.
Okay.
We have sound now?
Jump over to the chat. Dirty
bitches.
Jump over to the chat. They'll tell you right up immediately.
I don't want to look at the chat. These faggots. They're all living in there. It's Chad's gay. I heard you for 2 seconds just now. Yes. Okay. It's working. Excellent. So I should close out of this, right? Otherwise it won't work.
Yep.
All right. I'll tell the Twitter people last time. This is weak, though. This thing, because it already adds, hey, Joe Rogan. See?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Hi. Where's that Tom?
Trying to figure out technical difficulties.
Brian shoved that tomahawk pipe up his ass, and we got to get it out. So we got our tomahawk pipe that we're going to order last week.
You said a peace pipe.
What is a peace pipe?
It's a fucking battle axe.
Peace or war? Your choice, bitch.
Yeah.
That's how
peace,
the Indians
superior
roll.
Superior firepower.
I don't think it's probably the best pipe. It looks like a piece of shit.
It's already clogged.
It comes clogged now.
It
looks cool, though. But we got a real one right here. So why fuck around, bitches? And since all three of us are legal, we're legally medicating here. See, what you're looking at is three sick people. Or you get headaches, is that what you get?
I get headaches and I have sleeplessness.
Sleeplessness and headaches from Mr. Shafir.
No, Brian. I didn't tell him headaches. I said sleeplessness and I said I had surgery the year before.
That's all true.
Yeah.
I get really bad anxiety, but the rest of the sentence is when I smoke weed. But it still gets me.
Alright. We're up and cracking, people.
You keep your pot in a bag like the old days?
That was given to me.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I was like, there's no other reason.
So, I should kill his gay music, huh?
Yeah.
It's not really gay. It's just not really good.
It's created by and for homosexuals.
What? It doesn't fit with the vibe of what we're trying to flow here. Mm-mm-mm. You guys are liars, and it's completely cool. What did we lie about, fella? Oh, about our prescriptions?
No, we didn't.
Man.
Oh,
not at all.
It helps me sleep. One, don't be wrong.
It gives me anxiety.
And I had surgery. It gives Brian anxiety.
And it did. It is legal.
Brian, if you had to guess if either everyone's watching you or no one's watching you, what would you say?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Right now, it feels like everybody's watching me.
Because you're paranoid?
Yeah.
He gets paranoid when he smokes the weed.
But that's what I told the doctor, and he still gave it to me.
Is everybody in here? Here we go. Everybody's in here.
Oh, you need to pause that.
This one? Yeah. This one's fucking us up. I got some weak-ass, whack-ass DSL internet, but I got new internet installed. I just have to install a new router. And then from there, we'll be able to upload videos. We'll be able to... I'm going to change this background. And I'll bring a couch in here and get rid of this desk and put a new desk in. And so I only have one desk. I got this big-ass long desk, so this room's all clocked up. So I'm going to put a couch in here, have a little table right there. So we have the microphone set up there so we can lounge and do this properly, ladies and gentlemen.
Check this shit out. I just got in... This is awful. Imagine having to deal with this. My mom has a Windows XP computer that's like 7 years old. And she only has 56K internet available at her house.
Really?
I'm trying to help her fix her computer from a virus, and she can only connect at 56K.
Oh, my God.
I read a lot of shit that won't even run.
Yeah.
Old people and viruses, man, you should just shoot that computer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're going to fix
it. But can you imagine only getting 56K?
No, I can't. I did for a long time. Shit, I started out with 14.4. I started out with AOL on an old-ass Mac, one of those tan ones, the beige ones, and it had a 14.4 baud internet connection.
Yeah.
God, remember how brutal that shit was?
Remember when 33.6 came out?
You were like, I'm a motherfucker. Everybody got 56K, and I was like, man, I can't believe it. That's like five times as fast.
I remember paying like $120 for a 56K modem back in the day, and that was like so much money. It's worth it. And it was just like, oh,
so much better
finally.
Than how it started. Which yeah. Even worse. You got online, you got to tell people. Isn't hey, I'm cool? online. Who wants to use it when I'm done?
Yeah.
Before I get off.
Yeah, you couldn't use the goddamn phone.
No.
That's craziness, man. Well, now that's that AT&T U-verse thing. If the phone, if the internet goes down, everything's down. If the computer, if the TV's down, then your phone's down.
Fios.
And your internet's down. Yeah, yes. Everything's down.
How would you phone. Masturbate?
How would you masturbate? No you gotta way. Go by memory.
Those are your three things.
How? When was the last time you masturbated by memory?
Shower, I do all the time.
Wow, look at you, sexy bitch.
Do you think cavemen had to draw what they wanted to masturbate to first? Like,
I think cavemen just raped and fucked. I don't think they bothered masturbating. Masturbation is a byproduct of civilization. If we weren't civilized, we'd be raping like a motherfucker. Right. There'd be no masturbating. You just find someone
and there
you
would be
to
no
fuck.
Gay. Yeah, there'd be no gay. You'd just rape your brother and shit.
You'd be raping everybody. Yeah. Yeah, there would be no masturbation if there was cavemen, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think rape takes a lot more work. Same as now, like when you have a girlfriend.
Not with old people. Old people just get raped all day.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Everybody'd be waiting in line to rape the next old person. When you didn't have a language and you couldn't say, hey, fucking stop, and you couldn't fight someone off back
no,
in those days.
No rape.
It was just rape. Hey. If you couldn't like reason with people and say, listen, when you're raping me, you're hurting me. I know it feels good temporarily, but there's other solutions. You can't talk someone out of rape when there's no language. Right? They just attack your ass. Right, I mean, that's logic, right?
Do you think a girl that's in a coma is just like a robot fuck doll?
No, she didn't do anything.
No, that's rude, man. That's not a doll, it's a person.
She's never going to come out of the coma, though.
So what, man?
No, not the robot.
But she's still a human being.
Is she?
I don't know. Here's the thing about comas. Haven't you ever seen like one of those interviews where someone was in a coma for like 7 years and then for whatever reason the guy just woke up and he said he was yeah. awake
the whole time?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Fuck
yeah,
that.
I want him to know.
Fuck that, man. Get webcast tips from Anthony Cumia. That's a very good idea. Next time we go on ONA, we're definitely going to do that. We're going to find out what the
fuck
is. Oh
yeah, he
does
a great one from his
dude,
compound.
His is sweet.
Yeah, dude, trust me.
Too.
Once you get your internet
like
hooked up, it's all I'm waiting for. I just bring a laptop over here and this shit will be changed.
Brian's
going to
go off.
I've been just waiting for the internet upgrade.
I think this is a good thing to commit to. This is the 2010 commitment. We're going to do this every week. So easy. Just hop on and fuck around and everybody enjoys it.
Does Anthony have guests?
He's got everything, man. He's got guests. He's got these cameras that are like real like studio quality cameras. He's got real like radio station microphones. He's got everything. He's got a background green screen, so he changes it. You make it like buildings.
A green screen.
Dude, that's what we need. This back wall needs to be a fucking green screen.
Yeah,
we need to put
World
space
Trade
behind
it. No, like that roller coaster effect.
How hard would that be? That wouldn't be hard, right?
Dude, all you have to buy is I have a sheet. I can bring a sheet over.
Oh, that's going to happen right there.
The one we got right now.
the cable's installed. I just need to change the router.
Can you take a picture of this and green screen the exact same background behind us?
Oh, that would be so dope.
So we could pull capers.
You know what would be cool? If it was if we had it like two mirrors looking into each other where they look infinitely.
Back, right back. Yeah, that would be cool.
Did you see that video I posted today on your message board? Under I can't wait till my cell phone does this.
No, what is it?
There's a video on Joe's message board. It's under the topic on the called I can't wait till my cell phone does this, and it's this company that does special effects so that you could pretty much and it shows like all their samples and it's just like backgrounds of buildings that you'd never think was a green screen and it just shows you like the scenes first and then it shows how they're it's amazing.
Could you imagine if you could do that with your phone? If you could like put your phone down and change what you're looking at. You know, that's what's going to happen eventually. When they figure out how to broadcast images and make them look real, like it's right in front of you, like not just on a screen, but an actual hologram that looks real right in front of you. God damn. Could you imagine when your TV becomes something that you just place in the middle of your living room, you put it down, you turn it on, and the image just comes out of it?
Obi-Wan.
Yeah, man. Like old school Princess Leia type shit.
But like, you can't tell the difference, though. You know what I mean?
How intense would that be?
It'll start off like VHS quality where you're like, I can kind of tell the difference. It's all staticky and stuff.
It's going to happen.
3D television was the big thing at the
E3 conference. Fuck wearing 3D glasses, though. Fuck.
No, they said one of them has one where you don't have to.
Well, I didn't see the Avatar in 3D. I saw it in regular. And even in regular, holy fucking shit, that movie's good.
Yeah.
It's not like a good movie, like really great writing. You can't believe they weren't there. You see everything coming a mile away, and you don't care.
I'm probably going to see it this week, but it's like, I just feel like I'll leave going like, yeah, it's all right.
No, you're not going to say it's all right. If you get super baked, you're going to love the fuck out of that movie. It's so... Did you see it yet?
No, either has he, I don't think.
The problem is,
these guys haven't seen it.
I see through storylines too easily.
It's hilarious. These guys are both nerds.
Why would he do that?
Listen,
dumb.
You're going to see through the storyline. You're going to see through the storyline, but it's not going to matter. But it's not for that. It's a comic book, man. It's bullshit. It's just entertainment. Just pretend like you're 15 again, and you're just watching some stupid
good
Batman
action. That's
movie.
Fine. You know,
yeah. Oh my God, is there good action? Oh, cool. Jesus fucking Christ, bro! I didn't want to tell you about it because I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to be the person.
I don't mind
dumb
spy movies or shit like that, or just action movies.
Fuck a spy movie! This thing's off the charts, and I didn't even see it in 3D. Apparently, in 3D, it's insane.
Mike Black said that 3D's a must. He sees movies like more than anybody, but IMAX is not necessary.
Oh,
he said you have to go 3D, but not IMAX. You can take it or leave it.
He's probably seen it 10 times already, right?
He's seen it a few times. If you, Mike Black, if you talk to him on a Tuesday and say, want to see a movie, he's already seen everything.
Jesus.
Yeah. Every week.
He just goes every week.
Friday night.
Just
Saturday,
movie
he's going
fiend.
To see them all. Yeah. He's always gets that midnight showing.
I love movies when they're good. Like, Avatar was a great experience. There's something, I believe there's something about seeing a movie in front of a bunch of people, too. It's a totally different experience.
Comedy,
watching a movie by yourself.
Sometimes. You know, when it's a shitty movie, then you're just watching a shitty movie with a bunch of people, and it sucks even
That's
more.
True.
We also had Hellboy 3 with
Hellboy.
Buddy.
Yeah, and we still walked
fucking
out,
Hellboy
right?
3.
Yeah,
that was awful.
That was terrible. That movie was so dumb.
There's people that love
we
that.
Couldn't,
people
I know, it. But I think they're Hellboy fans. They're fans of the comic book first, and that's what we fucked up on. We didn't know what was going on. I couldn't get high enough.
No,
to watch
it's the responsibility of the movie. To make you understand, even if you're not a fan.
Yes, but that's what that happens in those big, like big story things, like Harry Potter. I saw the last Harry Potter.
Yeah,
it was death. I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Yeah.
It was like being in jail. It was terrible. It wasn't even remotely entertaining. There was nothing entertaining about it.
I saw one Harry Potter. It was pretty good.
Yeah, the first one was really
Maybe
good.
That's
the first couple were good.
Where they had that broom ball thing?
Yeah, that was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Tree monster.
One of the second ones, I think it was the second one, was when the dragon was coming after him. Was that the second one?
I think that was the third one.
The third one.
That's
whatever.
The one with the tree.
That dragon scene was worth the whole movie to me. Like everybody talked about how the Hulk sucked. That Hulk totally sucked.
Yeah.
But when he's fucking shit up, man,
the
it's
new
worth it.
That
yeah.
looks good.
It was
all right. The new Marvel movies have been pretty good.
The Iron Man was fucking insane.
Yeah.
The new one looks even crazier, man. That's going to be the
I
shit.
Need a good story along with the action.
I couldn't watch Wolverine, man. The last Wolverine was terrible.
It's so stupid. I'm sure the action was just as good as some other stuff, but
it
it's like,
wasn't, though.
If there's nothing
it was
gripping
like,
you, it doesn't...
It was it's too predictable.
Really?
Like there's the scene where the gasoline's running away from the car and he's walking away and he lights the gasoline and the car blows up behind him. How many fucking times can you see that one?
Yeah.
That fucking scene is so weird.
Yeah, they don't even look. He just shows
exactly,
it.
Exactly what he did.
And then
did.
When it blows up, it just keeps walking.
Yeah, it's so stupid. So like, I'm a badass. You know, you got to come up with a new way to be. The new badass isn't like some guy's like snarling. And the new badass is a guy like Fedor. It doesn't say shit.
This is how I do this.
There's
that
no
scene.
Image.
I would do it and try to be cool and light it and start to walk away. But then I start to assume it's going to happen. So I start going like that. And then I'm like, wait, what's happening? And then I'm going to blow
up.
Not
only that, you got to look out for shrapnel.
Yeah.
You stupid. How can you assume that it's not going to hit you? It's going to fuck blow up back there. It's going to come flying at you, man.
I would make my trail so long and around a building.
Yeah, I would run like a...
Still pay a bum to light it.
I would still want to see it. Yeah, pay a bum to light it.
Yeah.
That's the move. So look, I'm pretty sure in the movies... When was the last time anybody died doing that in the movies?
Never.
You could talk some sense to him. He'd be like, yep.
That'd be a great ending to a movie. Have a guy light a cigarette, put it out, and then just, ow, and just die.
Yeah, that would be. That would be crazy.
I've talked to you guys about this before. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a job to watch a movie and just... Your whole job was just going, all right, I totally wouldn't
this
do
part's
that.
Done. Why would you do
I would
that?
Get
Why
out,
show this
I wouldn't
part,
keep my keys on the dashboard while I'm at McDonald's, you know, or something like, you know, just.
Right.
Because it seems like there's so
nerds.
Many movies you're into, and then you're like, oh, what?
Yeah. Right.
So
it seems
gay.
Like, and
have
like
a bunch
they could be cured. Yes.
Professional Hollywood nitpickers.
Yes,
nitpickers.
Yeah. You should start an agency.
You,
you know? They have that thing where they
top
do.
Nitpickers.
Where people go to see TV shows, and they go, right?
It's probably, they probably have that already, and it's like the gaffer, but we just never knew what the gaffer was.
But it's like, dude, no, if you're bugging one person, you're probably bugging a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And people just deal with it. Yeah. You know? It's like girls that won't tell you that your breath stinks.
But the more you have to do that, the more it takes you out of the movie.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Well, there's some scenes like that in Avatar, definitely. There's a couple of scenes like that. Where, like, you didn't have to do it. It was just, there was a few cliches that were like so extreme. It was almost like it wasn't even a movie. It was like, this is how clunky some of the acting was. Even Sigourney Weaver was so clunky. It wasn't like it was a movie. It was like, you know how you go to Universal Studios and you go on a ride, and before the ride they play that little video? It was like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh, what? Yeah. And then you're like, okay, go back in. But you're not fully back in. You gotta come out and...
The
like
cliches were just so off the charts.
They did that in Zombieland. It was pretty good, but the chick said a line at the end, it was almost like, you had me at hello.
Oh,
and you're like, no, why are you doing that? And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, but isn't that what that whole movie was kind of about? Cheesy humor mixed with zombies and stuff?
This is what I want to know. Is there a single human being? Is there a single human being that saw the ads for that fucking, let me tell you about the Morgans, the, you know, the movie with Sarah Jessica Parker and Hugh Grant, the new one that's out now, something about the Morgans? Is there a fucking single human who saw that ad and went, fuck yeah.
Yeah, there had to be.
Is there?
I'm sure there's huge Sarah Jessica Parker fans.
Oh, yeah, but even a huge Sarah Jessica Parker fan doesn't give a fuck about Hugh Grant. You know?
It's there's like, gotta be somebody.
Who was coked out of their mind when they greenlit that fucking movie? I think we got a winner here. We got Hugh Grant and we got Sarah Jessica Parker. And then someone pulls the guy aside, yeah, but it's 2010.
It must suck too if you're a screenwriter and you're like, yeah, you're like, I'm thinking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. It's like, awesome. It's like, and then the studio comes back and like, hey, instead of that, we're going with these guys. We want to keep a little low budget. You'd be like, no. What? Why would you?
Well, they're committed. They have two projects going right now. It would be at least a year and a half. This script is so good. We don't need stars. We don't need beauty. We don't need talent.
We need your script has been ugly for good. 15 years.
We want a guy that got arrested for getting blown by black hookers. Remember that?
Disgusting one.
Yeah. Ruined his career, sort of, but not really, right? He kind of came back after that.
They all
that.
Come back.
You know, you could get busted doing something like that if you're an actor, and for some reason it's okay.
You got to have projects in the works already. They don't want to eat the money.
Yes.
Crane didn't have anything in the works.
Yeah, if you got projects in the works. Well, he never had anything in the works. Yeah. He's a weird fuck.
Like Mel Gibson had like three things coming. So what are they going to do? Not show him?
Let's talk shit about Kramer. Did you ever have to deal with him? The Jews? Did you ever have to deal with him at the comedy store?
Yeah, I saw him, not in a bad way. I saw him. When he got there, and I was like, oh, cool, it's Kramer's here, you know?
Like, he just always felt like he wasn't really there. Like,
yeah,
really
he wasn't.
To him.
But then you saw him on stage, like, oh, this isn't good. And then people stopped like, being weirded out by him. It was like, oh, hey,
I called you that night before it happened. Yes. I was like, dude, Kramer's here. He's fucking, like, on crack or something. He's with some crazy chick. And they're an hour later, that all happened.
It was either Brent Ernst or Maz Jobrani. Was he the one who told us? Yeah. He came back from the Laugh Factory and told us. And he was like, Brent. What is it? Brett.
B-R-E-T.
Yeah, Brett. That's what I was saying.
I thought you said Brent.
No, I said Brett. You said Brent.
Said Brett.
Anyway, he came over and just told the dude, Kramer went fucking crazy. Started yelling nigger at people. And we were like, what? But we thought it was like another one of those things. In the world of comedy, you always hear about some shit like, hey, you hear what happened in the comedy store last night? Yeah. Don Barris pulled his cock out and slapped some lady in the face with it. You're like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, she's suing, man. It's getting crazy. That's
like,
normal for us.
Like, cool. I wish I would have been there. I left like an hour
before. Yeah, you'd be pissed off.
Oh, well, I'll see you
next
week. That's
one of the things about the old school comedy stores, you never wanted to go home because you never knew what the fuck was going to happen.
I made the mistake of thinking a show was over where a guy was miming out being broken up with by a porn star as she started fondling and touching her boyfriend that was there. And he was like, please, Pete Carboni, please take me back. I can change. And then they got on stage. I thought it was done. I was like, that was a great night. I left. Later, the porn star was fucking her boyfriend right to the side of the stage.
While everybody was watching.
Yeah. Well, what embarrassed on stage.
Crazy
just
goddamn
And I'm like, why would I have gone home? It just seemed like it was all wrapped up.
That shit will happen all the time at the comedy store. Yeah. You never know what you're going to see there.
A lot of penis. Everything. A lot of penis at the comedy store. It seems like everyone wants to show you their dick. Why do comics like that so much?
It's so funny.
Because it's funny.
Limp dick is hilarious.
Limp dick with your ball sack just hanging there.
Flaccid, gross penises.
It's something
else. What was the chick's name that was on stage where Joey was in the back of the room, at the original room, and he came out and kept pulling his balls out, and she thought she was killing.
The
he
big
would
face
come
one.
Out. She was terrible. She was a terrible comedian.
Christy.
I forget what her name. No. Anyway, whatever the chick's name was, she's on stage and she's one of those lifers that had been doing comedy like 20 plus years, but had never made a living out of it, which is, the comedy store kind of like kept those people around. Whereas like those people, like the real, really crazy people that are not really in the world of comedy, but they're sort of in the world of comedy, they don't get up at the improv. They don't get, but at the store, those people would get up on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And they really want their stage time. And they want to run through their jokes.
You see them and panic when you see them on the lineup because you thought they would clear the room out.
They would. They would, usually will.
Clear that fucking room.
8 times out of 10.
Yeah, and so anyway, so she's on stage, and every time she goes near Punchline, we all seen her act a million times, Jilly Diaz is behind her. The way the original room worked, you could actually sneak up on somebody while they're on stage, open up the curtain, and grab them, and pull them into the darkness. There's a curtain right there.
And you can totally stand back there.
Totally stand. Plenty of room. You got like this much room. So Joey goes back there, takes all his fucking clothes off, and every time she hits the punchline, he pulls open the curtain and starts shaking his balls, and his big giant grapefruit balls are slapping around, and then he would close it back up. And she didn't see shit. She thought she was slaying. She thought she was slaying. She's like, oh, you guys like that one. Like, she was all jolly and happy. Like, all of a sudden, she figured comedy out. Like, yes, my hard work has come to fruition.
And when that happens to you, the whole back row fills up with comedians. So suddenly, it's like, and the comedian that's on stage is like, oh, cool, the comics are watching me. Nope.
We've seen so much crazy shit at that place. The comedy store, the old school hangouts were the best part about the comedy store. The audiences were some of the worst ever, which is one of the reasons why you develop, like, Like people always say, like, you know, oh, you know, you're always dealing with hecklers. Like, you know, what is that like? Is that freak you out? Like, and then when you start out in the comedy store, dude, you have to deal with hecklers.
Yeah, it's not every time, but it's like one out of five.
The only time they get rid of the guy is when violence is about to happen. It gets like to the point of violence. Like people are standing up screaming at people. And then
you really need audience members to come to the booth to complain.
Yeah.
About a different audience member.
Yeah, you need like people ready to stab people.
Yeah.
For them to do anything. Otherwise, they wouldn't do shit. So you develop that style, the style that you have and I have and Joey has, where you could just flip around. You don't say your act from beginning to end. Like some people, especially like a lot of guys who start out in clubs, like in New York, you get really short sets. You know, you don't get to fuck around on stage for a half an hour or an hour. You know, you don't get like those nice long sets. And when you get those nice long sets, then you could put material where you want it and fuck around and be loose and it's got more flow to it. Yeah, I was talking about this
people showcase. It's like you have to do some 7-minute sets to get ready. Yeah. You don't have time to like, hey, what's up, everybody? You don't have time at all. You go and get off.
Like, isn't it frustrating to you when you have to do a TV show and you have to do like 7 minutes? You're like, shit.
There's not enough time. A bit and a half, two bits.
And you don't know how to set it up. It's like, this is a good bit, but it's really good after I've been talking for 10 minutes and you know my personality, you know where I'm coming from.
It's a different technique.
Yeah, it's totally different.
The people who do 7-minute sets only, pretty much, are better at that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They more realize their potential than someone who's used to long sets and has to cut it down.
Yeah, you get used to what you can get away with because you can't really dig a hole.
And you really know your pacing better. Yeah.
If you dig a hole in 7 minutes, like there's bits that I have where I know, like the baby blowjob bit, that's a possible hole.
Yeah.
Anytime that someone can fall into
open
that
and close with it.
Can't open with that fucking thing. People will be like, what?
Yeah.
No, you can't talk about this yet. I don't know how you think. But if they know how you think, they know, oh, this guy's just being silly. He's just fucking around. He's a really nice guy. And he realizes, this is all in fun. We're just having a good time up here. Then people will accept craziness if they know it's all bullshit. But if they don't know you, you can't just go on stage and you might have this killer brilliant bit, but you'll do the first opening line of it and they'll just start eating it right away. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, wow, I haven't won you over
now
yet.
I got a hole. I have a 4-minute hole I have to fill.
I've just dropped the bit right now. It's like, fuck it. I'm going to do something else.
Real comedy is in front of an audience. And comedy, any comedy on television, even comedy, like when I felt like I did my comedy special, like I'm happy that people could get a hold of it, but it's really just an ad
to get them to come see it. It's a bastardized version of the real thing.
Yeah, it's nice. It's got the material down, and you know you can see it without having to drive across the country to where.
Yeah, and people are like, well, what's the difference? I can still see the jokes. I see exactly what they saw. It's like, no, you don't, because what you miss is the connection you try to make with an audience, and you weren't in that audience, and you didn't feel that.
Yeah,
you didn't feel and hear the same things you heard. And
that's a huge point right there, the connection, because it is a connection.
That. It's not just the jokes that are written.
Yes, it's not. It's you can't discount it. There's a real thing that's happening with you and the audience.
Yeah.
It's very strange. It's like almost like a psychic connection. You know, like there's moments where they know exactly what you're thinking, and you can just pause and consider something, and they'll start laughing because they know by based on you know
the, yeah, where the you've been bond. Going, yeah.
Yeah, they're going there with you. It's they're going there with you.
I try not to judge other
you.
Comics by watching them on TV, but I do. Yeah, but I try to tell myself, maybe.
Yeah, same thing.
It's hard not to. It still looks right. It looks like that's what they're doing.
Somebody just sent me a tape of some guy. Check out this guy. I think he's really funny. And I was like watching the clip. And I'm like,
This Laurie Clemartin. Remember her?
No.
New York. I think January 1st or 2nd, she was doing a show. And somebody threw a roll at her, a bread roll.
Right.
And it was just a heckler video. And I was watching. I was like, that's pretty good.
Right.
But if I was there, I'd be like, that's hilarious. Fucking great, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. You're caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
It's a completely different thing. And she knows that about the crowd. That's how she does a certain way.
People love that, when moments just happen when you're in the middle of a show.
Yeah.
You know? Stand-up comedy really is sort of like a mass hypnosis. It's like some weird mass connection with people. And what you're doing with... like a video is you're just hoping that someone will sort of get a little bit of that connection.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get like a little vibration of it, like a faint memory of that connection. You get the material and you understand good writing, all that stuff. But there's a moment that happens when you're on stage and you're killing. You know that moment where it's just
writing it out. It's like
it's a weird feeling, man. I don't think too many people understand that, you know? What people talk about, like, is comedy scary? It's not scary. People want to have a good time. You just got to do what you're supposed to do. Put in the work, write a lot, perform a lot, do it with the right state of mind, do it with the right intentions, do it all for fun. As long as you work, if you're intelligent, you've been doing it, you know how to do it, just fucking do it, man.
The only time I heard it's called scary is Jonathan Gatsik was on stage once, I don't know, like 11th or whatever it was. And he was just killing. Right from the start, he just started fucking destroying. And you see him about like 10 or 12 minutes go like,
I've done that.
And then he hiccups because he realized this might be the best set of all time. Yeah. You know? And then he's like, And the last like 3 minutes was probably like a B+, A-.
Yep.
And he was like, oh.
I know.
But he was like, oh my God, I'm doing so well. He felt responsible for the rest of the set. And I was like,
done that. Have you ever, you talked yourself out of killing?
Absolutely. We're like, what? How can this be this good?
I started eating it. I remember there was a set that I had when I first started doing comedy where the first 5 minutes I fucking crushed, and then I had a 10-minute set, and then I dropped a glass.
Yeah.
I just fumbled, dropped the glass, and didn't even address it.
You were so nervous about killing.
Yeah.
You can't strike.
And then the next 5 minutes, I just ate shit. I fucking ate shit, man. It was like I went from everybody laughing and, wow, this guy's really funny. What a great choice. We picked a comedy show. This is awesome. Because it was like in some weird place in the middle of Rhode Island. It wasn't even a comedy club. It was like one of these little comedy gigs that you would get where, you know, you'd chop in and do a guest spot, like before you were actually getting paid. You know, it took me like a year before I ever got any paid sets. But before that year, there was always guys that had like these little bar rooms and you can go up and do 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like in Boston, they developed a whole network of those. There was shows everywhere. They had comedy night all over the place. When I was doing comedy, they had 3 comedy clubs on one block, Warrington Street. 3 on one block. And a 4th one opened upstairs. They were all packed. It was crazy. And then you had another one that was only a block away that was a little Dick Doherty place. And then you had another one, Stitches, that was only a couple miles away. And then on Route 1, you had 2 huge ones. You had the Kowloons and you had Giggles. These are like full-time clubs. Like Giggles wasn't. Cowan's, maybe I think, was just a weekend one too, but the other ones were 7-day-a-week clubs.
How many people in Boston?
I don't know. There's a few million, but it was crazy, man. There was Stitches. There was Duck Soup, which was later became the Improv. And then there was, of course, Nick's Comedy Stop. There were so many fucking clubs. It was the most incredible place. It was so lucky. Just a total streak of luck that I was in Boston in 1988 when I wanted to do comedy. Because that was like... that was like Mecca.
So much stage time.
And it was Mecca for the whole country. For whatever reason, that one place developed all these comics. I mean, like him or not, Dennis Leary, what's his face, Stephen Wright, and then guys you've never heard of, Jay Leno, of course, Nick DiPaolo, Anthony Clark. Anthony Clark back then was a murderer, dude.
That, I remember seeing him on TV doing his jokes.
Yeah, I think he got a television show and things started to happen for him, and I just think a lot of stuff didn't fall into place. But when I was starting out back in Boston, Ari Shaffir moved away from the camera.
So my grandmother doesn't see
it. Oh, his grandmother.
Hey, start taking some questions.
That nosy bitch. She's still watching you streams? Start taking some questions.
Yeah, you got so many people asking you shit.
Well, man, shit happens. Yeah. You can't. Brian.
Oh, what no, the no, fuck, no, Brian? I mean,
listen,
no,
man. No, no, no. You listen, no.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something how this shit works, okay? When you're on the radio show, you never have someone telling you to
take some questions. Yeah, they always say that. Let's take some questions.
Let's take some calls. When they want to, not
when there's a break. When there's a break in the action.
That was a break in the conversation, so I said, marijuana? Let's take this questions. Like what's wrong with you people?
Let's do it. Let's take some questions. What are some questions?
No! No!
You get reception here, dude. AT&T is fucking good up here.
Yeah.
Verizon is terrible sucks up here.
Yeah, Verizon's terrible up here, but AT&T is the bomb diggity up here. But Verizon's better everywhere else. But and I'm going to get something hooked up where you can have Verizon in your house through the internet. You have like a little internet thing. And it's like Wi-Fi through your house. Right. So even if where you live doesn't have good internet, you want to
get it off that.
Sure. It's actually what it does is it uses your Wi-Fi and it rebroadcasts its
signal. Hey, this ain't radio.
So
I know it's not radio, but I mean a precedent has been set, sir. I would try to...
We're doing it like radio.
This guy...
It's different.
Tobias Holft, he's saying Red Band hit him already. Listen, fella, you got a lot of pent-up anxiety.
Wants his question answered.
We're friends,
he
all right?
Wants attention, you gave it to him.
We're friends here. There's no one's hitting anybody, goddammit. Just settle the fuck down.
So many angry people that hang out in the UFC community.
Well, it's not just the UFC community. It's in the world, man. There's a lot of angry motherfuckers out there.
But I've noticed since the UFC...
Like 8:45 a.m.?
Yeah, the economy's in the shitter. We're in two fucking wars that make zero sense. There's a lot of angry fucking people out there, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot of UFC people that I've noticed have come onto your message board lately that has kind of taken over the comedy crowd. And they're either
a lot of them are cool.
But there are so many dumbasses and fucking morons and fighter guys.
It's true, but the beauty of that message board is the retard room. That's the beautiful thing. I have out of this killer message board on joerogan.net. It's forums.joerogan.net. And these forums, we have it set up so people are just generally instructed to be cool with each other, don't be retarded, post interesting shit, talk about things. And occasionally someone will fucking blow up, or they get retarded, they get stupid, they get angry, they get aggro, they start fights. And so then we send them to the retard room. And we have a special room that's just for everyone in it has been deemed a retard. I mean, you're not all retarded. I know some of you are probably just young and some of you had a tough life and you're crazy. I don't hate you. I just don't want you fucking up the conversations. And when people fuck up the conversations for more than, you know, a certain couple, two or three times, we send them to this retard room. It's the greatest invention ever. I don't know whose it was. Whose idea was it?
I forget.
Crescent Wrench was the guy who came up with the idea where everybody should have to post porn. That was his idea.
Which they were cool.
Yeah. That was the original.
It got creepy.
It got too fucked up.
Because it wasn't about saying, I'm cool. Look, here's a naked woman. So I'm cool.
No.
It became like, let me show you better porn, asshole.
Yeah. And it became like a website where you could just get porn.
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't have to go anywhere else but my website to get porn. It was videos. And now with those U-porns and X-movies, big giant ass fucking pictures. Yeah, they're huge. They're like twice as big as YouTube.
Search by categories.
And they look good.
You know what's funny is that also the people that were most addicted to porn and had the best porn photos were the most popular people. So actually we were friends with the most creepy people.
Yeah, we were friends with people that had like
7 gigabytes full.
Right. No.
Barely legal.
Right. Dudes who would go to strip clubs when the girl's performing with like magazines for her to sign.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I met Gina Lynn. She's really pretty. She's very nice.
She's actually cool.
She's actually really cool. She's a nice person. She's not doing porn very much longer.
I love
year.
That they like them because of porn, and then they're proud that they're
and
not doing
yeah,
porn.
And then they want them
just
out.
Picking up for them.
You can do better than this. I just want you to know. Some dudes are just into it.
Bella said she's done with porn.
Wow.
She's done acting in them.
What is she going to do now?
Just produce.
Wow. She's going to become a pimp.
Yeah.
She's tired of baseball bats out the pooper, huh?
It's a. I don't think she's tired.
I don't know how anybody can get tired of that.
She has the best tweets, man.
She does.
Because out of nowhere, she's like, oh, here, here's my asshole. And you're like, oh, it's great.
You're like, there it is.
And wow. It really is like that, too.
Yeah.
She sends you NSFW, not safe for work.
You're like, oh,
I think you need a bigger warning than loads dripping out of your gaping right. asshole. That's not safe for life. That's ridiculous. You're showing the whole world. You're like right to the butthole.
Right.
Like not mysterious lips and sucking on fingers and taunting you with lingerie.
She loves
wide open butthole with sperm squirting out.
That's what she's into.
God damn.
She's not into flowers.
The bitch goes deep. She goes deep. She takes it to another level.
She does.
She set the bar like a motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen anybody shove a baseball bat up their ass like that.
It's a loss to the community.
It's a huge loss.
It's like Jordan retiring the first time.
It is. It is. Who's the dirtiest girl in porn now? Sasha Gray? Now that she's gone?
Is she dirty?
She's supposed to be really dirty.
I thought she's just a good marketer. I don't think she's way dirtier than the rest of them.
She looks pretty dirty. Jesus. What happened, Brian?
Brian's acting like John Candy.
Things balancing on this.
Man, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, man. You're ruining everything. There's a story behind this thing behind us. And I'm going to put something in front of it so it doesn't fucking fall down. That's heavy.
Is that a bunch of pot on the ground?
Yep.
Well, what kind of business we run here? There it goes. All right.
This sign, when Doug Stanhope and I were hosting the Man Show, there was a segment called Make Me Hard. And the segment, we had like boxes attached to dudes' dicks, and like we would show them things, like a midget eating a banana, and we would decide, oh, he's getting a hard on, ding ding ding. It was really stupid, but the whole reason for the bit was so that we could use this tranny. And in the bit, we had this tranny, and she was really hot. I mean, she's fucking super hot. Like my friend Eddie saw her in a car once, and he goes, "Damn, that bitch is hot. Look at her." And I go, dude, that's a tranny. And he goes, no fucking way. I go, yeah, we used her on the Man Show. So I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? So anyway, we got this guy with the box on. So the idea is that we show him all this stuff that's not sexy. Like guys playing with their nipples, big fat guys, and the light would go off. You know, midgets eating a banana, their light would go off. And then we had this super hot chick, and she's rubbing on him, and she's touching him, and nothing's happening. His light is not going off. And she pulls her tits out, the fucking audience is going crazy, and he's sucking whipped cream off her tits, and then she pulls her cock out. And her cock is this wrinkled, shriveled up little poison dick, because it's a real dick. Like, she used to be a man, but she's been injecting herself with so many female hormones that her dick is like a dick that's been poisoned. It was like a monkey that got shot with a poison dart, which you would imagine his dick would look like. It was like dark and shriveled up, and then of course the lights going off like crazy. Ding 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 ding. But they let us do all this. What they didn't let us do was call it Make Me Hard. They wanted to call it Make Me Stiff. And that was like a legitimate argument.
So you changed it.
So we had to change it from Make Me Hard to Make Me Stiff.
It was your choice. So I just say, you're going to put your foot down as a creative person and say, no, it's not, without hard, it's not the same.
But that's how dumb it is when you're dealing with network television. That's how dumb their arguments are. It's like everybody wants to change something. And they really believe that they have to change something to get your respect. That you know that you're gonna have to listen to them, and they want to come in, and none of them are creative, and all of them have an opinion.
More offensive to more people, open yourself to lawsuits.
How could that be more offensive? How could the word hard be more offensive than the word stiff? That doesn't even make any sense. Stiff to me sounds like even more like pokey, you know? Like make me hard is like it's like you're raring to go. Make me stiff is like you're stabbing somebody with it, like you know? It's like they don't even want your dick. You just get a little stiffy. That doesn't sound fun. But that's how dumb the arguments are, man.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're learning the difference between connotative value and denotative value.
Ari Shaffir, educated to the masses, giving you knowledge. Where's the laptop? It'd be easier to read off the laptop. Go to
it's
Twitter.
It's fucking your feet up. Your internet.
My internet's so weak. But that will be fixed tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do this every week. We're going to start taking some questions now. Just Twitter feed's coming too fucking fast.
It's crazy when your Twitter feed's going faster than a chat room usually does, you know?
Shit is
What are the big news stories?
Is that Lenny Bruce on the wall? No, that's a picture of me from my first CD. This dude made it with snake blood. Some crazy dude sent it to me. Really? He makes paintings with snake blood. And I lost that dude's email. So if he gets to see this, the dude who makes paintings with snake blood, thank you very much for the picture. It's pretty fucking dope. And it's up there. These questions are so hard. It's hard to read this shit, man.
What's going on in the news right now?
The Nexus phone's coming out.
No, terrorism, Brian.
Oh.
Fucking phone. Oh, yeah,
they don't use those kind of phones, Joe.
These people don't use those phones?
No, the terrorist people.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're saying. God damn, this is impossible to read. I'm way too high to be reading this moving shit.
Any updates on Hardy?
Keeps moving.
On what? Hardy? Yeah, what are they going to jump? What are they going to hospital for? I'm sure
there's so many rumors floating around.
There's a report, but this doesn't say why.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything official.
No, I've heard some crazy shit though.
Like what?
Drinking bleach, stabbing himself in the stomach. Oh, fucking.
I hope that's not real.
Fingering his asshole.
What? Don't make that up. That's not.
Did you hear that?
Not the finger in the asshole, of course.
That's all I.
No one heard overdosing. That was funny.
What?
No one heard overdosing. That wasn't.
I think that's just obvious. But I heard drinking obvious? Bleach. Like he tried to drink bleach and like suicide.
God, that's
what
so
if he
tried
to go into a hospital just to get a checkup, and then it's overblown. It's probably not the case.
Yeah. Did you hear the Howard Stern show this week?
No,
I haven't heard it at all.
It's probably like old news. Everyone probably knows what's happening. He's probably fine.
Did you hear about Tiger Woods? I just love saying that. I don't even have any news. Did you hear about the new thing with the whiskey or the bottles of vodka and Red Bull and the three hot chicks came up to his room?
He shoved it with their pussy.
Maybe.
Oh,
he ordered ordered 20 bottles of vodka.
20.
Yeah, and a case of Red Bull. I had three really hot chicks up in his room. That's how he celebrated New Year's.
This year?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
There's also a porn video being shot around.
Wait, how do you know that? Where did that come from?
It was in the news.
That he was celebrating.
That's how he celebrated New Year's. TMZ apparently was there.
Wait, like, he didn't just say, like, I thought he hadn't left his house.
I think he just said, fuck it, you know?
This year? I could see in the past.
I think he just said, fuck it. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm just going to live. I'm going to live my life.
Honestly, if he just answered questions for, like, 6 months, it'd be over. He'd be I like to fuck people. Who's out there? Who
not
wants
only
stuff?
That, like, he has so much money that he doesn't have to work ever again.
He can keep working, though. He can keep playing golf.
Right. He can totally play golf, but he doesn't need the endorsements.
He'll crush people.
Yeah.
He'll get the endorsements back.
He'll get different endorsements.
You don't think somebody's
going
to sponsor who's winning these tournaments?
Yeah.
Who do they keep showing on Sunday most of the time? Yeah, let's put our fucking logo on his bag.
It's a lot of money in that golf, huh? That's a businessman sport. There's so much money in big golf.
Yeah. It's like, no offense, if you get Jeff Ogilvy as your main guy, it just doesn't carry as much weight.
Do you think people like go into golf thinking that you're going to make money off of it, though? It's so hard.
I think it's the same as any sport, basketball, well, any of the major sports, basketball, baseball, football, that you go into it going like, I love playing, I want to make all-star, I want to make all-conference. You know, I think I can go to a big Division I school. In the back of your head, you're like, I want to play pro.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Right.
But
it's just that, you know, the hardest thing about becoming a professional at anything difficult, like golf or, you know, whatever, playing football or any sport, is the saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a fucking backup plan if that's what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah. It's the scratcher. The guy who just makes ties, get on a tour, has to go to Q school, scratch off a fucking, you know, 8th place finish on the Best Buy tour for $8,000.
God.
You know, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's just about fighters, too. I see some of them that are fighting for 8-8. You fight 3 fights a year, getting $30,000.
Somebody
wanted
to see the graphic.
Oh, Brian's having little conversations all of his own. Someone said, winning is everything. Cody Ness. Okay. Would you bang Tiger Woods' wife? Right now, I think no, because she'd be very vulnerable. And I would feel bad about that, but Ari would fuck the life out of
her. I didn't even consider the vulnerable part.
I think you gotta think. Poor girl. You know, she's having a hard time right now.
Do I have to rape her, or
she
wants to do it.
She wants to fuck you. She needs someone to hold her, and then as she's holding you, you grab her ass, and she says nothing, and then you just go for it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't really, like, grab your dick. You grab her hand and put her on your dick, and she just goes with it.
Does she get into it when she's doing that?
Sort of a little bit, but she feels bad.
So the whole time she's like... It sounds like a terrible night. I think I'd still go for
it.
I think I still would.
And then
I would be disappointed, though. I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, that would be very disappointing. It wouldn't leave me with a great feeling.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the...
If she got really into it, though, if she gave it, say, her B game.
Yeah.
Just a BB+ game, I think I'd be super pleased.
So much more important to have a chick that's really into it. That's so important.
Yeah.
A hot chick that's not into it. But there's a point of diminishing returns.
Right.
You know? Like a super hot chick who just lays there... is way better.
That's not as good as a one step down who goes crazy, but it is better than eight steps down who gives it a little bit.
Yeah. Like at a certain point, there's like a point at a certain weight, certain smell. It's like okay, I'll take the chick that doesn't move. Yeah, but the
Intuit gives you like quarter credit, hotness gives you full credit, so
here's the thing that gets me is those robot things, those dolls, those real dolls. Yeah. Would you fuck one of those? Because I don't think I would fuck one of those.
I fucked pillows before. I would definitely fuck one of those. Yeah,
but I'm saying...
I wouldn't invest a lot of money into it.
I would rather jerk off than fuck that thing.
I'll try it out.
I mean, how could that possibly be good? Do you think that's good?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes lotion feels better than not lotion.
Yeah, but it feels weird,
it's
man.
Still in business.
There's one thing to fantasize and masturbate. There's another thing to fuck a rubber doll.
I think it's the same
thing.
That's
a totally different
thing. I think
it's
the same thing. I think if it feels right, just an extension of that. It's 3D versus 2D.
That's
same shit. Just gives you more texture.
True, but it's a thing. It's not your imagination with auto manipulation. It's a thing. You're fucking.
It's all
being
off. I disagree.
You're fucking a rubber thing.
Yeah, and if it feels good, and as you're like closing your eyes and doing like this, if you can feel something that feels like skin, you're like, oh,
it's
even
just,
better.
Here's my point. It seems much more humiliating. If someone
catches you,
what the fuck? If someone catches you fucking a rubber doll, you feel like shit. And I think you're supposed to feel like shit.
If someone catches you, that would be worse.
Well, that's because I think you're supposed to feel like shit for doing that. That's a fucking creepy thing you're doing. You're fucking a rubber doll, you weirdo. You should just jerk off. Oh, powerful gum. Now we're going to make chewing noises. This is the chewing noises portion of the program. All right, ladies and gentlemen. This guy says about real dolls. Dave Broomfield says they look awesome. Taking them to dinner is awkward, though. Did you ever see that movie, Lars and the Real Doll?
No, I never saw it.
This gum is ridiculous.
You know, if you were somebody that never got laid, ever.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, did you guys watch that Conveyor of Love, that show?
No.
Oh, that's great.
What is that?
It's a new reality show where like four hot chicks just have a conveyor belt in front of them and they just send guys down. The guy has like 20 seconds to impress them, or they just go, get out of here, and he gives the hop on the conveyor belt.
Whoa.
And then at the end of like 100 guys, then they take them on a date. And so then like there was
it sounds demeaning.
This one chick's like, oh, I just want that guy. I just want to do him so bad. It was like a guy with no shirt on and a puppy. And then the next person would be like a stand-up comic. Like, dude, like, do you like fire? And he had like a fireball
what
coming out.
What network is this on?
It was right after...
That's brilliant.
The Bachelor. Whatever it's The Bachelor. It was right after The Bachelor.
Is that ABC?
ABC.
And so what do they choose? Like 4 out of 10? Like, well, yes, no, yeah. No, yes.
It's called Conveyor of Love, I think.
And then all the people they choose, they go on dates with them later.
God. And then the dates were awful. Like, this one guy's like crazy. Oh, you guys got to download it.
How incredible is that?
This one chick got stuck with this fat guy that had like really ugly hair by mistake, because it's a game. You could steal other people.
Oh, no.
Because what happens, if there's two girls that want the guy, then the guy has to decide between the two girls. And they're just blunt. Like,
this might be the greatest show of all time.
Oh, it's great. It's so bad.
It's just like, let's see how much more we can let people demean themselves.
Right.
Do you remember that show, Temptation Island? Do you remember that? That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, that was good, too.
How crazy was that? They would take these fucking chicks and tell them to try to get these guys to cheat. And film everything they did.
And they would
still cheat.
And they would fuck the girls?
Yes!
So, is...
There was a girl who worked at Fear Factor that was one of the girls.
So they're just prostitutes.
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
they're...
It's not on American soil.
They have to be attracted to the... I don't know. It's not on American soil. They're not paying them to fuck them. They're paying them to flirt, but...
The interview process is with stealing sluts.
With whatever happens. If something happens, you
just... Did any girl feel like ass kissing was like, okay, stop?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember watching
it. I think that would be highly discouraged.
I just remember Mrs. Rogen being so upset at it.
Really?
Mrs. Rogen did not like it. She was like, God, that's a terrible show. So mean. Those weak motherfuckers. They got the weakest, dumbest...
And it's like, they know they're big film, but eventually fuck it.
Poor fools. Dude. Just wrecked their lives on TV.
Cheaters is so fake, by the way. Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah, Cheaters is fake.
But not always,
because he got stabbed for
real. Look at the stab video now. Look at it now. It's like watching E.T. now, and you see how fake it is?
Oh, no.
If you watched the stabbing video of Cheaters now, our brains have gotten past that, and now it's so fake looking.
He's like this.
He's like, oh, and no one's like helping him out, and he's just like, there's four people just filming him and stuff, right, and he's just sitting there.
I do remember he said, "Don't stop filming." But
yeah, dude, it looks like E.T. watching E.T. now.
Really?
Yeah, you're just like, that's a fake alien. It's what it looks like.
Google that right now, and this is the beauty of the internet, bitches.
Can you turn it off so we watch with them?
No. Joey Greco from Cheaters gets stabbed.
All right, just watch it.
The stabbing.
Now, I want you guys to look at it like, all right, is that real? Yeah. No. Would this really happen? Do the one above it.
Is that the one?
Oh, wait.
This one? Cheaters get even?
Oh, yeah. Cheaters get even is what it is when you look it up on YouTube.
See how slow my internet is? So whack.
I'm wearing a Woot shirt.
Are you? I'm wearing Triumph United. That was probably staged. First comment on YouTube, the dude says that was probably staged. I don't see this shit. We're watching it right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is like when we were watching Two Girls, One Cup, except the shit is live over the internet right now. We're about to watch Joey Greco from Cheaters.
I love the
get
one
stabbed.
Comment says, I hope Joey is going to be okay. This happened 4 years ago. The comment was from 3 days ago. I hope Joey's going to be okay.
And you know what's even creepier about that? I think it's
real. I
want
to find her stuff later.
I bet it's real.
Yeah, let's see what kind of person she is.
Read her posts. And
by the way, when you get your internet hooked up, we'll be able to show them what we're watching. All right, can't do it right now.
That will be hooked up
next week.
It'll be hooked up tomorrow.
Yeah, but next week's episode.
Next week's episode. We're going to do this every week, folks. All right, here's the Cheaters thing. Well, let's watch it from the beginning. I wasn't really paying attention.
By the way, it's beautifully filmed.
Okay.
Oh, some guy gets thrown into the water. Somebody's been stabbed, by the way.
Yeah, I'm
alright.
Right.
Hold on. Don't say anything. I'm watching. Somebody,
come on! Hey, yeah, hold the camera. Don't help him out. He's just been stabbed. Oh, that looks real.
Well, you gotta think, though, that if he did get stabbed, the guy's a failed actor, and he's gonna ham it up, even if he did get stabbed. And if he hammed it up, he's gonna ham it up.
If you were stabbed,
like,
I wouldn't be holding a camera and stuff. I'd be like, alright,
don't explain. Just... I'm sure this is available. We can find this out online. Okay. Joey Greco, is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Joey,
that's it.
Stay with me. I need to stay as conscious as possible, okay?
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. It looks pretty fake.
Okay, and there's another part.
If I had a guess,
Joe, there's another part in the video where they got the guy that stabbed him.
Ooh, right here. Cheaters host Joey Greco stabbing was staged, says paid actor. Look at that. And this just came out November.
It's an addition.
So this is a recent finding. So they're recently finding out that whole thing was staged.
Dude, I told you.
Oh, dude, my man called it.
Dude, my brain has gotten past the part where I could just tell.
Cheaters has been on the air for 9 years now, documenting scorned lovers confronting their cheating partners in the act with a camera crew in tow. It's like an episode of Jerry Springer filled blah, 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 blah. Inside Edition reports today the stabbing was faked and as was a relationship shown on at least one episode.
Go to the Inside Edition website. I'm always a little weirded out by reality blurred websites, yeah, if those are just made up or not.
That's a good point. Might be just InsideEdition.com. It might not even be the story, right?
InsideEdition.com.
My internet's so weak.
Wow.
There's another part where they have the guy that stabbed him in a chokehold.
Yeah.
If you're in a chokehold, wouldn't you just... His hand's just like this. Look. Wouldn't you be like trying to punch the guy in the face that has you in the chokehold or trying to undo the chokehold? His arm's like this and the guy has him in a chokehold and his arm's just to his side.
Not doing anything.
Yeah, this ain't shit. Okay. No, investigates real. Cheaters. Is it all a hoax? Each week, millions of viewers, blah, blah, blah. Every episode, blah, 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 blah. Bobby Goldstein, the show's owner, executive producer, is adamant that every episode is real. Bobby Goldstein, you're so full of shit. Bobby Goldstein, you're a fucking liar, dude.
It's Goldstein.
Bobby Goldstein, the show's owner and executive producer, is adamant that every episode is real. Yes, you're showing real people. Those are real people. They're not holograms. They're not cartoons.
No, it's real.
But they're acting, motherfucker. Come on, man. There's some reshot scenes left and right on that show. It's obvious.
Now the popular enough.
Shut the fuck up, whore.
I was gonna say.
Is she talking? That's the Inside Edition broad. It's probably she's gonna say what's printed here. That's a goddamn lie.
Let that load up and let's hear what she has to say.
Are you taking my mom's internet, Joe?
No, I did. This is just like it. While it's running the website, while it's running the webcam, I've got no juice. I got nothing. The whole thing was fabricated. Correct, says Wyatt. All right, so it's not real at all, says Carrie Wyatt, who tells Inside Edition she was paid $500 to appear in an episode of Cheaters. She said she was asked to pretend that she was having a torrid affair with one guy while she was engaged to another. Huh. Well, that's a different story, though. No,
but they're saying against what that guy said that every episode's real. They're just breaking that what he's saying is fake.
Oh, hold on. Inside Edition, your website sucks.
Is this really an Inside Edition website?
Yes, look, you have to hit on this little, put your cursor over this arrow to get your text to scroll down.
I wonder if this is a link you follow from the other guy's website. I wonder if this is all fake.
Dude, look at that. No, this is Inside Edition. Inside Edition is the worst website ever. Look, it's Flash-based. You have to hold your cursor over
that. I fucking hate Flash. I'm done with Flash.
This is the weakest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you can't take it and scroll down?
No, you can't use your scroller. You have to use their stupid thing, and you have to figure it out. I thought that was the whole article, because it's actually cut off. It doesn't even say more at the bottom. Shame on you, Inside Edition. Your articles, your whole website sucks. So we're going to move off of it, bitch. But I think I would have to go with that was a hoax.
Totally. And rewatch it sometime. Yeah. Watch when he's getting choked, and just watch his arm. Like, if you're getting choked, your arm's not just gonna be like gently resting on your side.
Hold on, this fella Johnny Bananas has a question. It says, "What do you think about the suicide bomber that was a CIA double agent?" What the fuck is he talking about,
dude? Chemtrails
in Jordan.
Oh, the guy who killed all the CIA people. He was a double agent. Is that what it was?
He was recruited by the Jordanians. Jordanians, I think.
And he was a CIA agent as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
He killed a bunch of, like, really high-level guys, right?
CIA guys?
Yeah.
Something like that. Those are, like, news stories.
He killed... Damn.
Yeah, so he was recruited by the CIA through the Jordanians, and they're like, no, the Jordanians never got him back, or I don't know what the story was.
I'm so high, I can't even type. I'm Googling the CIA suicide bomber... news ticker. This is some crazy shit, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at this, guys.
That's marijuana soda pop.
Root buzz.
It's I don't like it. I don't like the feeling. It's one of those almost like narcotic feelings.
Really?
Like you're like, ugh. Like you have one of these sodas?
I don't like edibles as much anymore. Period.
Really?
Yeah, I don't feel like tripping. I just want to get a little high and think about some shit. I don't want to invest that much day.
Yeah.
This is crazy shit. There was a dude who was a CIA double agent. He's the suicide bomber.
And he blew himself up in a bunch of... So he was... What does that mean, double agent?
Well, he was working for the CIA, pretending to be a CIA, and also working for, I guess, Al-Qaeda or... the Taliban or whoever the hell it is who sent him to blow everybody up. But he was a CIA agent. He was in. So that's how he killed so many of them.
Where was it? Where did it happen?
I don't know. It's loading up. I think it said Jordan.
Crazy shit. So CIA recruited a local.
Yeah, I guess. CIA operatives killed by double agent. That's pretty intense shit, man. Suicide bomber killed seven. Seven Central Intelligence Agency operatives in Afghanistan last week was a Jordanian double agent who lured them into a meeting by promising information on Al-Qaeda leaders, a former U.S. intelligence official said. So he lured them in and just blew himself up. He got them to come to him. He's going to give them some information. And they're all in the room. He just went, boom!
The bomber had been arrested more than a year ago by Jordanian authorities who thought they had convinced him to work for them. So the Jordanians thought they had gotten him to work for the Jordanians.
Wow. They thought they convinced him to work.
But that's the Jordanian good guys.
Yeah, but how the fuck... Well, supposedly. You know, how the fuck did they talk him into doing that? He only got arrested a year ago.
Jordanian.
So they had him for a year?
They thought he was providing good intelligence.
God damn. What a lokester that guy is, huh? Uh-huh. He gets friends with them, gets them all in a room, and then goes... Boom! And just does the whole thing. Just fucking blows himself up. How crazy is that? Whew. Oh, this is Brian's new kitty. You gotta see this, folks. Brian just got a new kitty cat. Let me see this fucking glare. Can you see it? Is it a short-haired Persian? Is that what it is, Brian?
Yeah, exotic short hair.
Where'd you get him from?
It's too much glare from this. Oh, you know what? I'm stupid. Let me move this.
Something that goes into my girlfriend's work as a breeder.
Yeah.
Said she had kittens and that Jessica wanted any. And I was thinking just kittens. Uh-huh. I didn't, and then she showed me it. I was like, oh my god, that's like a real cat.
Like,
I had to get it.
As opposed to what? As opposed to,
like a tomcat type thing.
You think that's because he had such a good time with the 10 last week?
Cutest little cat ever.
Did she get him a friend? I saw.
Yeah. Cats like having friends, man. My cat is a friend. You have to have friends.
It's cool when there's like life all around you too. Yeah. When you're at home and anywhere you go, there's something going on, like a creature's like trying to create something or do something.
Yeah, that's what I feel living on Sunset.
This man says Joey Greco is not his real name. Wow.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Well, that doesn't matter.
No, he's allowed to change his name.
He's like Carlos Mencia. He's fucking faking the funk. Ari Shaffir. How many times have people mispronounced your name?
All the time.
But that's your fucking name, son. That's a part of who you are. You can't change your name. You should never change your name. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's part of the flavor is that he's got this fucked up name. That's part of the thing. It defines who you are.
Here's the thing about cheaters. Start watching Joey it Greco. And just notice how there's never really good punches.
Clint Eastwood
isn't a real name. There's never good punches. When the boyfriends fight.
No. And Bob Dylan. Like,
Bob Dylan?
People change their names all the time.
It's gay.
Bob Dylan was like Joey Kuykenstein. Yeah, that's a really
like
Joey name.
Joey Kuykenstein. See, Bob Dylan, he's a fucking self-hating
Jew. He could have been good if he had just...
If he just stuck with his name, what did you say it was?
Joey Kuykenstein.
If he stuck with Joey Kuykenstein and just still rocked the house just that hard, maybe they would have said, you know what? Look, Janis Joplin became famous and she was fat and ugly as fuck. She had a big, fat, stupid face.
Was that
her
real
name?
She was
so good.
I don't know. I didn't even think about it. One or the other.
I didn't think. I'm totally off the track.
Throwing out examples.
I'm not even making sense. I mean, I'm not even going to the heart of the argument, which is her fucking name itself.
You're like, you know who else is cool?
I'm like, she didn't even wear makeup.
And I'm like, I like Nissans.
Talk about circuitous arguing. That's like the chemtrail, crop trails argument.
Just tell you something else, and you're like, I guess that's right.
Man, I watched a documentary last night on ancient aliens on the History Channel.
Yeah.
I ordered on DVD. It's, Eddie Bravo is just always constantly talking about aliens.
Ancient aliens?
It's like, there comes a certain point in time where when someone is so obsessed with aliens, you run the risk of...
Why don't you marry an alien?
Yeah, you run the risk of like not wanting to even consider aliens anymore. You want to, it's not real, it's not possible. But it's so possible.
It's possible.
Just you know what's more possible when you watch these videos, these ancient alien videos where they talk about these like, ancient structures and you know what technology put these together? I think if you just look around at the evidence, there's not that much evidence that aliens have landed, but there's a lot of evidence that life on this planet has been fucking seriously jacked at least 3 or 4 times. Like, big ones that we know about, like mass extinctions.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just mass extinctions
that happened. Is the call coming from inside the house?
Jeff Sussman Management, this is my management, they don't even know that I'm fucking on a podcast. I would think that Jeff Sussman Management would be aware of my podcasting from 3 to 5 on Ustream today.
It started at 3:30.
Chandra. Well, that's the best way. We're all going to become one on Twitter. I'm on the podcast, so I'll call you later. Bye. That was my manager, Chandra. A very nice lady. She's on the Twitter. She said that's how she finds out my schedule. I don't even talk to my manager.
You just Twitter. Real time.
I talk to him occasionally. Sometimes I'm elusive. What's up, Brian?
Stone.
A little bit, huh? Let's take some questions from the field, ladies and gentlemen. When am I going to educate Dana and Zufa on copyright? Well, I am a retard. I'm not educating anybody on anything.
Copyright?
Yeah. Copyright law, I think, because the UFC is threatening to sue all these people that take illegal downloads of the UFC.
Oh, they're just threatening.
Yeah,
they're going through those phases.
Well, they're talking about putting people in jail.
And the threat of that is enough to get most people.
They're going to make some examples and stuff. They're going to throw some people in
jail.
That's
what the LA guy said about pot stores. The LA sheriff, whatever. They're like, you're going to shut down all 900. He goes, won't have to. Shut down a few. Yeah. Don't close.
Yeah, he's right too.
Yeah. Who's going to risk going to jail when they're just going down the block?
It's no one's
going
to risk it. They're going to bail. There was a dude that it was in Eddie's school that was selling. He was all licensed and legal and everything like that, but he decided it was too risky.
It is. And it's like you think, it's like, no, Obama won't.
It's not, you never know.
There's a lot of people deciding how to interpret that law.
You know, the interesting thing is it's moving along. There's on Tuesday the 12th, there's some vote in California. It's on the message board where they're talking about trying to vote to move towards legalizing it.
I'm not a registered voter.
Oh, you gotta register. You gotta participate in the fake game. After Obama, I swear to God, I thought before Obama was in office, I was like, you know what? This is going to be very different. We have a black guy. He's a liberal. I'm like, the very least, it'll be good for the consciousness of the country. They'll have a leader. They'll have someone to look up to that's more peaceful and you know, has their shit together more, can speak better, and is black and has been through a rough childhood and everything. But he's doing the same shit that they all do. He's doing the same exact shit. It's almost like they have all these ideas and they get into office.
They realize, it's not as easy to make it happen.
But it's not just not
as easy. You got a majority of Congress.
He has to go along with things like sending the troops to Afghanistan, sending this extra 30,000.
Yeah. Well, at certain points, you realize, what choice do I have? I can't just pull everybody out, make it a huge vacuum, and just have it destroy itself.
That's true.
You can't just leave.
Yeah, I
guess. And then he realized, I can make this problem. It's way past the year.
Fuck.
You know, well, not way past, but it's sending more troops.
But they talk about how it would become a hotbed for terrorists if we left. It's a hotbed now. It's that whole Middle East just mad at us. That whole Middle East is mad at us. And it's like now, it's like once you start bullying someone and you start pushing them, once they go down, you got to keep pushing them. You know, that's what's going on right now. You got to keep them down. No, fuck you. You got to keep them down. Because if they rise up and they go get something to eat and they take a nap, and they come back refreshed, they're going to punch you in the fucking face, you know? You're gonna walk out of a restaurant, and that guy's going to be right there. Hey, I want to talk about what we had to talk about earlier.
I heard this thing at NPR, the people that are being released now and sent to Yemen.
Yeah.
And they're worried about them, you know, reintegrating. But they said, the problem is, no one will give them jobs there, because they're like, ugh, whatever, and they're becoming disillusioned and leaning on people like Al-Qaeda and saying, well, they'll help me. It's like they're newly being recruited. Like, maybe they were wrongly accused before, but it's like,
so it's like their life is such shit after
they could have gone in the right direction,
they don't.
Yeah.
They just become angry.
Well, because I can't get a job, I'm fucking wasted 8 years of my life. What am I supposed to do? You know, and someone else is offering you jobs and telling you all this stuff that sounds right.
God, what a shit place to live. Could you fucking imagine? Could you imagine how lucky you are that you weren't born in the middle of a war zone?
I bet in a place like that, Simpsons only comes on like once a day instead of twice.
What must it like to be pregnant? To be a pregnant woman living in Afghanistan? How crazy must that be? The feeling of vulnerability, the constant stress and shaking. I mean, that would be just absolutely horrifying.
Morning sickness.
What? Tuesday, January 12th, members of California... That's what they always do, dude. California Assembly will hold a historic vote on statewide marijuana policy. Members of the Public Safety Committee will decide on Assembly Bill 390, the Marijuana Control, Regulation, and Education Act, which seeks to regulate and control the production, distribution, and personal use of marijuana for adults.
The problem is all these things are just wide open, so it's really open to interpretation. You know, no cash sales, no. It's like, how is this being? And then they really want to narrow it down now.
Well, if they
what's legal, what's not legal?
And if they did open it up legally statewide, it wouldn't be much different. It's very easy to get a recommendation.
The recommendation's not the problem.
The taxes
it's selling the pot.
Well, there's always going to be a problem.
That's why they're going to shut down, not doctors giving up.
Yeah, but with these guys, what they're saying is they're trying to legalize it. This is not about medical. This is about legalization for personal use. This is a totally different situation. They're talking about taxing it and trying to make money out of it.
It's to regulate, which seems to regulate and control the production, distribution, and personal use of marijuana.
Yeah, it's not medical. They're not talking about medical marijuana. Federally, medical marijuana doesn't exist, and that's what fucks you. That's what happened to Todd McCormick when he got arrested. He got to court, and in court, they told him that you can't even use the term medical marijuana. How wacky is that?
Yeah.
You can't even say it. You can't even say, were you selling marijuana? And you go, yes, I was selling marijuana under, you know, the assumption that, you know, it was legal because Proposition 250, they don't want to hear a fucking word of that. They go, shut the fuck up. Were you selling marijuana? You were? Good.
Brody!
What is this co-host?
Brody wants to telecollect.
What is this?
That means that he can be in a camera on the side. So you can look at his face.
Who is this guy?
Brody Stevens.
That's Brody?
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, no, never mind.
Boredom?
Boredom strikes. What are you, blind?
I am blind.
No, I can't.
Let him co-host.
No, I don't want to let this guy co-host. It might be crazy. I don't think my internet can handle it, co-host.
How do you just anybody that can I get on that?
Well, now we know. Now we know that you can try
the
to
co-host. The problem is, if you have somebody that's going to want to, you're like, oh, yeah, sure, come sit in with it. Like, let's say,
hey, man!
Yeah. But then the problem is you've got a million people who are requesting it.
Oh, then it'll go crazy.
You need a direct line.
I think eventually everyone's going to have their own reality show. That's my vision of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Is it we'll all guest star at the same time. We'll all have a channel. We'll all have a channel. I mean, basically, that's what we're doing right now.
Well, once you get the internet, you could have, like, up to 6 co-hosts where anyone could have their, I think, have their face on the side, and you could just mute them. But if you want to ask them a question, you could join them in on the conversation.
Oh, I like
that. But we're waiting on your internet.
Oh, shit.
So we could have, like, an interview, like, Mayhem and stuff like that.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah. We could have a bunch of people in it. We have a bunch of windows, and they could all open up the different windows.
Right.
And they could be watching all at the same time. We could move it like Hollywood Squares.
Right.
We'll go to Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
Whoopi.
And then we could also put desktop, like, overlaid on this cam if we wanted to, so you could show things.
Things are getting crazy. Pretty cool, right? Just think about 10 years ago, you couldn't even do something like this.
Yeah.
There was nothing. There was no Twitter. There was no. The webcam shows were just blurry pictures of fucked up girls showing you their pussy, and you had to be in their membership to get that, right?
Slow.
Those bitches went out of business with the internet. They blossomed, those cam girls, but then that shit just rotted on the vine.
I miss that, though, because you remember when you used to have, like, that one cam girl, and it would be, like a whole group of people that were all just like, look at this, she's gonna, you know.
Well, you know what was really cool is that crazy Amber chick. She was really cool.
It was just a sex tease. It was a modern-day, like, you know.
Well, this chick would do real porns.
Really?
Her and her boyfriend would do porns and put them on the internet. She didn't give a fuck.
I followed this one where it was a girl that just had her camera on 24 hours a day, and it was just her and her husband living in New York. But they would have fucking straight on. When they had sex, they would have sex right on the camera. But other than that, it was just them living their life 24 hours a day.
Wow. Holy shit.
And now she got to stop that, and now she's a successful author, and she's trying to erase her past, you know, so no one knows.
Oh, really? So no one knows it's her? Yeah. Did anybody save the video of her and her husband fucking?
I don't know, but Google Cache is wonders. And I'm not going to say her name, though, because...
Would you say Cache Wonders?
Google Cache.
Google Cache?
If you go to Google and type in internet history,
right?
There's a thing that comes up called the Wayback Machine. And you could type in your website and see what it looked like back in like 1985.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Google is fucking... We were just talking about this, me and my tech friend that wires my house. He was like, Google is like, they have so much power. It's almost like if Google were evil, like, we wouldn't even see them coming, and they document everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if there's an artificial intelligence out there, it's Google. You know, Google is a weird company, man. I mean, they're so powerful.
It's
they do my
Terminator.
They do mail. They do searching. They do your fucking maps. They do what your house looks like from space.
I think longitude is the scariest one. The one where it just tracks where you are throughout the whole day, so you can look at it and see, like, oh, I was here, here, here the whole day, and it records that information, puts it in some kind of database to see where people are going. You know,
that's
it's like
fucking
that's fucking crazy that you would ever sign up for that too.
It's fucking crazy, man. The whole Google thing. But, you know, they seem like a nice company.
And that's why, that's by the way, that's why GPS on the Google phone is kind of scary. Because if you use Google, what is Google doing with that information? Because there's a way for them to use that information if you're using your GMaps, you know.
Right.
Whenever.
Talk about where people are going and when they're going.
Right.
And,
it's
my theory
you're
is,
running it through Google now. You're running GPS through Google.
I'm okay with that.
You know what's really cute, though? What if they were evil and they decided, well, let's just have a lovable name like Google.
Right. Uh-huh. Colorful.
We work really hard on our image. We're really hard on being green and eco-conscious, and we really pay our employees well. They're all swell, but they're just ruthless monsters.
What if it's the government?
What if it is the government?
That's like Area 57 branch.
No shit. What if they like developed? They figured the
way. Please do not boycott Google because of these idiots.
What if they sat down? What if they sat down and looked at the trends that humanity is participating in? Like, look where things are going technologically, and said, you know what? And they got the best scientists on it, and they said, this is where we think things are going. We think things are going to an online-based email service, so you can access it from multiple ports. We think things are going to, and they just started listing all these things, and Google's like, okay.
What if it's people from the future making sure we're going along the right path?
What if Mr. G's was trying to save us the whole time?
Yeah,
and he was just like this butler trying to be our friend, and we was like, fuck you, Mr. G's,
bitch.
I'm going out
of business. I don't talk to the help. I don't want to ask you something. It's not going to be more goddamn.
I have answers. Anyone.
Yoo-hoo.
How many hits does Ask Jeeves get a day?
I don't know, but remember Web Crawler? Remember Web Crawler?
No, I don't know.
That used to be like a pre-Google.
Right,
it was
now,
like back
Google
in the day, Web Crawler.
I kind of remember that now. Barely. I don't remember. I remember realizing that I didn't have to get online through AOL.
That was a great day, wasn't
it? Yeah, I was like, oh, what? There's another thing? I was like, oh my God, but that's like space. That's like the wilderness.
Right.
You have mail.
A browser, and I'm going to go on my own, and how do I get my email now? I have to write all that shit into a program, and then get it from the... Oh, wow, that was crazy.
Remember when you first figured out you didn't have to use Internet Explorer? I can use Firefox? Or no, something else. Right?
Yes.
Netscape?
Yeah.
It just went under.
Did I?
A few months ago, they finally closed shop.
Isn't it crazy? Once on top of the world, once huge, now irrelevant. And so quickly, within a decade, gone. You know, so much technology and so many things that were invented, like CDs, that just have this really short life. Like, there's going to come a point in time when no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Flash drives hold a fuckload more, and everything's going to have a USB port. Shut up. You know, it's like CDs are like really hot chicks that got old. You know, like, now they have no power.
Poor Laserdisc.
Poor Laserdisc.
Just never
I miss my Laserdisc.
Dave Foley was a big Laserdisc fan. He used to have, like, even when Laserdisc was dying, he was buying up really good movies.
Really?
On Laserdisc.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I got, like, Terminator,
Is
Beauty
it
and the Beast.
Better, it can't be better visual quality than Blu-ray, though.
Huh? It's not better than Blu-ray, but it was better than CD.
Oh, I see.
It's kind of like
better
how
DVD,
records
even.
Were better than CD.
But it's better than DVD, image-wise?
Yeah.
Regular DVD?
Yeah.
But
sounds better too, supposedly.
Blu-ray is so insane, man. Blu-ray is so insane. HD is so insane. Anything in, you know, in movies in HD now, it's just getting so crazy. This fucking Avatar, man. Wait till you see this shit. Whew. Like, visually, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't even see 3D.
A lot of people I know said that they want to go back into that world and live there. Whatever the
fuck
world
is. That's what I said. I said I want to fuck that
That's
blue shit.
That's the future, though. That we're going to have fucking masks or wires in our brains. And we're like... Pick the Avatar 19.
Yeah, you'll be able to go places.
2009.
You'll be able to go places. What do I think of Coast to Coast with Art Bell? That's the greatest fucking radio show in the history of the universe, man. They would always, every now and then, they get some lame psychic on talking stupid shit. But for the most part, it's all people that knew Bigfoot and dudes who used to be werewolves, but they got cured.
Yeah.
And yeah.
By the way, if you want to know more about what they were talking about, go to Ask Jeeves and enter Google conspiracies, and the first link will tell you all about it.
Oh, there's a conspiracy site about it?
Uh-huh, Google conspiracy. They're
why would I think that? Well. See, this is the thing, great minds think alike, whoever you are out there. Thinks like us.
From November 22nd, 2002.
Is it?
Yeah, just
saw that's that. Hilarious. We're so lame. That was 8 years ago.
They had no weed.
We're just going, man, you not believe what I figured out, bro. If you fucking keep food cold, it lasts longer. That's hilarious. Fucking retards.
If you keep food out, it lasts longer.
That keep that food cold.
Life growing on it. Of course that's good for you.
I said if you keep it cold it lasts longer.
Oh.
That's funny too. That's so dumb. Of course there had to be a million people. People think there's a conspiracy in everything. Those the 9/11 people, man, those are hard fucking conversations.
Here's the conversation. It's always like, but maybe, and then I just tune out.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't mean anything.
Well, the problem is if it was really but maybe, I'll have that conversation with you. You know, if you say maybe the government, you know, really arranged that building to be blown up.
Yeah, maybe bears arranged it.
But you know, when someone says maybe, but the problem is they don't say that. They go, maybe the government doesn't give a fuck about you, and they plotted this, and they're attached to that idea. They don't know if it happened. Yeah. There's information
and
that makes everything...
And they're not even saying it. It's like, fucking, do you believe that? Because you sound like you do. Quit saying maybe.
Yeah.
Say, I think they did this.
Yeah, but yeah, I think they just know that that's a ridiculous argument. It's too hard. Nobody knows what the fuck happened. But the idea that it was some gigantic fucking conspiracy that thousands and thousands of people were in on, I'm not sure that a few people didn't know that something was going to happen. But the idea that this many people had to be together and put... What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. My phone just started playing music.
Your phone's gay as fuck, bro.
And really
what
bad.
Song was it?
I'm not going to even say.
Was that Lily
alarm?
Allen?
Huh?
What was it?
Oh, that's what it was, an alarm.
Was it an alarm?
Yeah.
Well, what song was it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Just tell me the song.
I didn't download it.
What? All right, it was...
Isn't it funny?
I'll there for you. What song was it?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God, it is embarrassing.
Did you hear Carmen?
Do you like it?
Carmen.
Do you like it?
No,
karaoke-ing Lady Gaga.
My girlfriend
was so funny.
Put it on there.
Why did your girl put Lady Gaga on your
phone? Because my phone connects to my car, so when we go in the car, it's like kind of like our jukebox, and so she throws music on my phone all the time.
Oh. My girlfriend put it on there. It's the modern day, I ran into a wall. You know what happened.
Dog ate my homework.
Yeah, you like Lady Gaga, it's fine.
You like Lady Gaga, don't you?
Whatever. I appreciate because she actually knows how to play her instruments, and she doesn't lip sync. She's a real musician behind that.
There you go. Lady Gaga. Oh my God. All that hermaphrodite talk, it's just more playing it up for the media. Very interesting. Very interesting how people bite into that. That one song though gives me fucking brain cancer.
Sharon Cartman saying that was so fucking funny.
That thing hurts my mind. I didn't see that.
They did a montage to it later too. And then you actually could hear the words when he says it. So it's like, this is ridiculous.
There's never been a better TV show than South Park. Consistently funny, consistently irreverent, consistently brilliant.
It's so great.
They get away with shit that no one can get away with. That whore off when that gay dude stuffed Paris Hilton up his asshole.
Mr. Helper.
That's the greatest moment in television history as far as I'm concerned. The fact that they even got away with that. The fact that they went there. I mean, that's where you go if you're going to go crazy. You want to go crazy? That's where you go. And then at the end, he shoves her up his ass and wins the contest. Fuck, man. Can we really put that on TV? You know? But because of these blocky cartoons, they got away with it. And because Comedy Central knows that they're monsters, they're just unstoppable.
Yeah. People want
to
watch them.
I don't think Comedy Central gets to tell them what to do at all.
I think there's a lot of that.
I think they're just like, shut the fuck up.
I think it's probably
the FCC.
FCC
does not cover cable. It's just them saying, we figure the advertising might pull away.
Yeah.
But the advertisers aren't going to pull away from South Park. They've branded themselves as this thing.
Yeah.
So everyone who goes knows, okay, it might be something like this.
They have movie success behind them, too. And that movie success, those two big, huge films, both films were giant successes.
That really
I don't know if they were financially, but like...
I think they were.
I think they were,
America, though, that was one of my favorite movies ever. And they said that was the hardest movie ever. They will never do that ever again.
Because it's really time consuming.
But man, that was such a great
fucking genius. And I believe that it was really time consuming.
Yeah.
But It was so goddamn good.
I got to see the puppets in real life.
Even the silliness of it when they had this, they're releasing the giant cats. It's just kitty cats that are the same size as them, like, just close up shots. You're like, ah!
The whole thing, the
just black kittens.
The beginning of it with the fucking terrorist.
When
that sex scene was the funniest sex scene I might ever see. Before that was probably like the safe sex and make a gun when they're covered in rubber, you know? But it's like, there's no funny... That was hilarious. Them just boning hardcore.
And did you see the unedited version where they drop logs on each other?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not see that.
They pee-pees on it too, right?
Yeah.
What's unedited? That wasn't in the movie?
No, they cut it from the movie. Otherwise, it was going to end in an X.
Wow.
Pee and pooper, no go.
That's so hilarious.
How about when he threw up and never stopped throwing up?
Yeah, just kept barking and covered an entire block.
Genius. It was so funny. I remember crying laughing when I see that. I couldn't believe how funny it was. I was like, I can't believe they pulled this
off. When
they
did that first South Park movie, and it was like, okay, here we go. And it was like, wait, they're singing, oh my, this is
that
a
was
musical.
Shocking.
They did a musical? We've been waiting for a South Park movie this long, and they did a musical?
And I loved it.
It was so great. And they did a great job of it. I said, how do you do a musical?
That was a genius show. Blame Canada?
Yeah.
Come on, how good was that? How about all the Canadians with their heads pop off?
They're just half. It's just they all look different. They just look completely weird and different.
Their heads look totally different than regular. Just the fact that we accept that as a head.
That's what a Canadian. Yeah.
You know? A talking piece of poop.
This round.
Thing that's not even connected and bobbling up and down. We accept that.
Uh-huh.
We go, okay, that's the head. There's the head. That shit's genius. That show's so goddamn good. Like, I was looking at a cartoon the other day, the one that you gave me, the Barney Rubble picture.
Yeah.
Barney Rubble doesn't have eyeballs.
No, that's crazy. He's just black.
No.
He's tripped out black pupils.
But everybody else on the show had eyeballs.
Because his pupils are black.
Barney Rubble, no, he's all white. It's all white. He's got nothing.
I know, because he's a goddamn zombie.
What about on
it's like
Fruity
he's on
Pebbles.
Acid, though.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles doesn't have it either?
What's that?
Are Fruity Pebbles doesn't have it?
No,
just in the cartoon.
Well, I think. Well, I don't know. Maybe in Fruity Pebbles. Yeah, I didn't even know he was on Fruity Pebbles. I thought that was Bam Bam and
it's all
and Pebbles,
Flintstones.
Right?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's all of them on there.
I think so.
Awful expert on the Flintstones.
But Fruity Pebbles.
But it's just weird that you just get comfortable with the fact that his face looked like that. It's like that this Avatar movie. After an hour, I didn't care that chick was blue and looked like a lizard. I still wanted to fuck her.
You were into it.
Yeah, man. I wanted to fuck her. And if I lived with
did
them,
you?
I would totally
did
think
you
she was
fuck
hot.
Her?
No. But if I lived with them in the woods and shit, I would totally think she was hot. I would totally want to fuck her. You know? It's like, it's subjective.
But if she, like, made a sound other than English, I wouldn't want to fuck her.
I love it.
Like, if she
it.
Meowed?
Yeah, I'd love it. As long as I can
learn. Remember the show V? The old show V? Or whatever? And they started, like, mating.
I never watched that show.
Which show?
The V show?
Yeah.
The old V. I would not watch the new V.
Wait,
fuck this.
This guy wants to know, this DA78 fella, he wants to know, who do you think is better in bed, Oprah or Hillary Clinton?
Hillary
That's
Clinton.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'd say Hillary Clinton.
Because I have a pussy. Oprah Winfrey is a fucking huge lesbo.
You think so?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, her and their friend.
Seems like more of one.
Who thinks like seems like more of one?
Hillary Clinton.
More of a lesbian?
She seems like more.
Well, she made a human.
If you didn't know.
But she had sex and made a human.
Yeah.
So she knows. She's at least accepted dick.
Right.
And you have no idea about Oprah.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
That Stedman guy, if there was ever a man that looked like a beard,
yeah,
that's that gentleman.
Totally.
That poor fuck.
Dude, I bet if you Google Oprah Winfrey
gay. It's like when
gay
guys marry old ladies.
Yeah. New conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey's good.
Yeah.
I can see it happening.
Totally.
Yeah. You might never be
That's why Ellen wanted to be on the cover with her.
Well, she's super powerful, man. Maybe she's so powerful that the testosterone that she has from having like $1 billion, the surge of power that she has, maybe it just made her just want to dominate some bitches. Maybe she doesn't even. Maybe Oprah only gets them to eat her pussy.
Oh,
and she doesn't
yeah.
do shit.
You're probably right. Right.
Girl, come here, girl.
Fine,
she holds
right.
her hair.
She doesn't have to do
she
shit.
She just holds her hair.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to do
it.
Shit.
Oprah doesn't do shit. Oprah's worth $1 billion and she hangs out with these broke bitches. That's what it is. Oprah's, do you know how much a billion? That's 1,000 million.
Yeah.
That's incredible money. That's an insane amount of money. She's so rich. You couldn't spend that. You would have to go nutty if you wanted to spend that. And
yeah.
She's probably worth more than $1 billion. She's probably worth several billion, right?
Mm.
Oprah fucking Winfrey.
She just keeps coming out with new stuff.
No one's ever been more successful than Oprah Winfrey. Like for daytime TV,
yeah,
it's not even close.
People. I know the old Oprah. I still remember that
old
talk show
Oprah.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I love this question.
What's that?
Read it like how he writes it or she
Ashley,
writes
bro.
It.
Bro,
This one? Guy?
Yeah. Yo, what's your ethnicity? What? Were you born into religion?
He says, yo, what's your ethnicity? Were you born into a religion? That's not a bad question if you're an 18-year-old.
I just like how
you
wrote
the way you. Yeah, was you born into a religion?
Ashley Bryo. Is that his name? Ashley Bryo. Oh, so this is what Twitter does. It doesn't actually scroll. It just bumps.
Right.
To let you know when new people leave him. Oh, it does scroll. Look. It does
a little bit. But it's really far. It's, I think, slow. It's slow, yeah.
So what do they have to do? They have to put hashtags on it? And you follow the hashtags?
I don't know.
I don't know why it's doing that. That's what I was looking at earlier.
They're putting the hashtags on.
Is that what it is? No, but I think Paris just
keeps
just
on
writing
saying
to,
I love
oh, it's, cock. Yeah, hashtag. That's exactly what it is. It's hashtags.
But why is it doing that? That's weird.
But why isn't it? It doesn't have the little
at
thing
sign.
On it. Why doesn't
right.
it have that? Does it mean they're in this Twitter room? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Let's find out. Check my iPhone.
A young Hillary Clinton. Was you think young Hillary Clinton was cool looking?
Yeah, she was okay looking.
She was good looking.
I remember her being not bad the first time we ran. It was like, meh.
I don't think
okay.
she's bad.
Cute.
Yeah.
And by then, she had had a child.
Who would you rather fuck now? Is that the story?
Now.
Someone said, who do you think is better in bed? I think that's
oh,
the question.
Better in bed. Yeah, it was a
probably
I'd
Hillary
say,
would
I'd
suck your
Hillary.
Dick. Hillary would give you some action, whereas Oprah would make you eat her pussy.
Hillary would have better cocaine.
I'm just not into black chicks.
Could you just imagine if that's what Oprah Winfrey really did? She just had girls eat her pussy.
That's hilarious.
And it came out, just like Tiger Woods is coming out that he's a freak and he's married with children, but he's really banging like 16 different chicks at the same time. What if it came out that Oprah Winfrey is this crazy bitch that just has all these young girls eat her pussy?
And they're all blindfolded.
So they bring them into a special room so they don't know whose pussy they're
right,
eating.
Right.
Like, this is your rule. This is your assignment. You will be paid $125,000 a month. Will you accept? You know?
Yep.
You can't give them that much. You'd have to give them $125 a year. But she will call upon you.
No, you have to get more than that if you want to be like that.
Not
if they're
blindfolded and just go into a room and they eat your pussy. $125 a year and...
To be on call at all times?
Yep, on call.
No, $500,000.
That's too much. You can retire. I can't keep you my bitch. No. All you have to do is work for a couple of years and
yeah.
you can retire. No.
Yeah.
I want
to
keep
it for life.
If I want to keep you my bitch, I give you enough money so that you get used to money, but you can't really hold enough away.
Okay,
you're
what
not
you can do is
from
you
my
can start class. You can take someone who's super broke, start them off at 75, give them a 35% pay increase every year.
You start them off at 50.
But you got to get them super broke. All right, start at 50. Next year, like, I want to leave now. I have 50 grand. Next year, we'll give you 75. Ooh, no, I have to stay. Year after that, I want to leave.
It all depends on what you...
150 this year.
Ooh.
Okay, I can't leave that. Mm. Okay, now I want to leave. 300 this year.
He's out Jewing me right now.
Just keep upcoming, like, not letting him leave.
Yeah.
It's like Hollywood shit.
You
can't let a star leave. You
never get
more.
To a certain point. You have to be cultivating other boys. You get them used to the
obviously,
money.
Obviously, reforestation.
You get them used to the money, and then, look, you want to talk some shit? Hector over there is ready to become my number one boy.
Yeah.
And Hector doesn't mind. Hector likes sucking dick. He'll suck he'll suck my friend's dicks.
Not to mention, if I get some guy, he looks like he's 28 now, 29. Fucking hit the road, Jack.
Yeah. Getting old. Hector is 19.
I can feel the grizzle on your tongue.
Hector sucked dick all the way from Guatemala to get here on a banana boat.
Yeah. I don't even want him at a certain point.
Hector's so happy to have a fresh pair of Nikes. He'll suck the life out of your balls. Hector's here. He's here for you. Totally, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, competition in being a male whore. You know, in Nevada, they just recently approved male whores. They're going to have male whores at the
They
brothel.
Didn't have before?
No, apparently they didn't. Apparently it was only females.
What? That's crazy. Why would they not have that?
I don't know.
That seems... That's interesting.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem worse.
This is the way guys...
For society.
If guys think their friend is gay, they're going to get him a male whore now. I'm like, dude, you're not going to believe what I got you for your birthday.
Hey, what's it rough?
I got you a fucking whore at the Bunny Ranch. Get the fuck out of here.
That'd be a nice moment because you're like, oh, I got to fake it with this girl in front of my friends. And you're like, oh, you guys knew.
Yeah.
You guys
it comes
best.
Out.
I'm out of that bar.
Could you imagine? You get him a whore at the Bunny Ranch. Just go in that room. Go in that room. What does she look like? Don't worry. You're going to like it. You're going to like it. And you send him in there. And then the red light comes on. It's a naked guy with a heart on. It's like, yes.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
I thought this was going to be a
and
terrible
if,
day.
And if the guy says, what the fuck? Bang, 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 bang. You know that he's just a little femmy. He's not gay. He's just a little femmy.
Quit wearing sweaters.
My dad had a friend when I was growing up. I would have swore this dude was gay. But he wasn't gay. He was just a little femmy. Yeah. It's like, look, if you didn't know Duncan Trussell, there are times when Duncan Trussell will use...
Dude, change. I act femmy, but I just think that it's... I can act serious and normal and stuff like that, but I just always let myself, like, who cares? You know, like, I'm
no,
just
no,
like,
no, 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 no. You're not understanding me. That's not femmy. That's relaxed. This guy was like, God.
Oh, that kind of femmy.
He was
those
like,
people, I bet there, those people are always gay.
Really? Most you think you just never gave into it?
Yeah.
Why is it doing hashtags instead of at signs? That's a better question.
I don't know.
Because I think that's why it works.
That's fucked up.
Did you try to fix it?
No, I don't want to fuck anything up, but I'll try. Trending, does anyone know why it's doing hashtags instead of the at signs in the Twitter social stream on Ustream?
Yeah, because they're socializing about this subject.
Yeah. Well, it's last week it did at signs, and that's really what we want. We don't want this hashtag bullshit. Does anyone know how to change it from to hashtags to at signs?
Still do the same thing. Duncan Trussell is awesome. Yes, Duncan Trussell is awesome. When he goes femme, he's really just playing. Duncan likes girls. Trust me. What's that? Is Red Band a comic? Red Band's done comedy. He's technically a comic. He can go up anytime he wants. If he wants to fuck around. He's very funny, actually. Wrote some good material. We have to get it when we're going to... Well, I can't tell you about that.
What?
I was going to tell them about that show thing. Can't tell you about that. But he's done it a bunch of times. It's just doing these videos, even though it doesn't seem like it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of fucking time. And he's got to archive all this goddamn material.
No, he's doing open mic. Sucks ass.
That too.
He like puts me in front of him on like his sold out shows, and I'm like a noob trying to do comedy, but you get spoiled. And then you have to go to, when you go back to LA, you go in front of like three other comics, you know, and you spend 4 hours a day just so you can have, you know, 5 minutes on stage. It sucks.
Yeah, open mic.
Fuck
suck,
that
suck
shit.
Dicks.
I'm too old for that, you know?
They're brutal. You guys want water?
Yeah.
Water? I'll be right back. We got cotton mouth. So they'll entertain you guys.
I'm going to try to change the hashtag.
Why are they all doing it? They're all putting it in.
It is because...
Brian, what are the new videos coming up?
We're logged into Ustream via our Twitter account.
What are the new videos coming up, Brian?
What videos?
What do you got coming up? What do you got coming on in your life?
I'm not really doing much of videos right now.
Really?
No.
Brian is doing a new thing where he's doing, before a show on the road every time, he makes a video specifically for that town.
Yeah.
Like he has material from Austin.
Yeah, if you go see Austin. Joe do stand-up at most places nowadays, we have a thing called Death Squad that's like before the show. It's just kind of a collection of videos, and we film a bunch of stuff like, hey, we're coming to Austin. It's kind of centered around that city. So if you
make
see,
sure to get there at least 15 minutes before the show time to watch that stuff.
What's that? Oh, the videos. Yeah.
Death Squad.
Yeah, we're going to do that at most places we go to.
They'll be shown just that week and then done.
Yeah, when I go like
they'll never be shown again.
To like one-nighters like D.C., like Ari and I are doing D.C. this next Sunday, this upcoming Sunday. Brian's not going to come with us to that one. But when we do weekends, like the next week, what's the next weekend? Addison?
We'll probably do it. No.
Tempe?
No, Ice House is probably the next one.
Oh, yeah, Ice House, and then Addison and Tempe. It's all up on my Twitter page. Oh, it's right in front of me. I'm asking you questions. It's right there. Ice House, Addison, and then Tempe. Addison's, I'm looking forward to that. I fucking love Texas. How much fun is Texas?
I love Texas.
So much fun. Yeah. I'm looking at those dates. I'm like, Tempe's going to be a lot of fun. Always is. Ice House is always a lot of fun. But I'm like, fuck, man, we're going to Texas. You know? It's like the food's a little better. The people are a little more fun. It's a little more rowdy. It's like, they're like healthier. There's like something about them. They're like, they got something that we don't have here in California. Mm-hmm. This place is so polluted by the entertainment business.
But yet, I hate the East Coast. Most of it.
East Coast too angry.
Yeah. Why is it so angry?
Why are you so fucking mad? You know, I grew up with a lot of guys like that. Always, everyone's insulting. And they're usually the funniest guys because they have to, like, learn quickly to deal with, you know, people's bullshit. But Boston's so fucking aggro. So many aggro guys.
Yeah.
Everybody's upset. Everybody wants to fight.
In New York, how could you I can't imagine living around that many people.
It's rough. So many people. It's someone said just this guy T. Saps said because it's cold. That is definitely part of it. Yeah. Boston is cold as fuck in the winter. Right I was now. There in October, and when I was there in October, it was starting to be freezing. Cold. It was like 50, but it was a different kind of 50. It wasn't like LA 50. LA 50 is nothing.
This is what are we in January?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, we wear shorts. in January out here all the time.
Well, but a grown man really should never wear shorts.
I don't mind. You can look at my legs, bitch. What's wrong with my legs? I'm all sexy and hairy and shit. When I get gray hair in my legs, that's when you stop seeing me in shorts. Or you'll see me in shorts with shaved legs. You'll be like, you fucking faggot. I'm like,
you
that's
wouldn't
right.
just for man your legs?
Yeah. You wouldn't no, dye shave black? Them. No, I'm not going to dye my legs black.
Does anyone
shave
do
them?
That?
You dye your. I know dudes who do their facial hair. They dye their facial hair, but I don't do that. I'm going to shave. I shave my balls. I don't dye my ball hair. So I'm not going to dye my leg hair either. Right? Can't be dyeing your leg hair. That's just fucking utter faggotry. Lying in a bathtub with some fucking black ink, trying to pretend that you're not dying. You're dying, man. You don't dye your fucking leg hair.
That's hilarious.
And have you ever seen like an old dude whose hair is dyed? They have like a reddish tint to the hair because the dye looks kind
of
funky.
They use a brown instead of a blonde base.
Could you imagine if you had that on your legs and your legs looked like Sasquatch legs?
Ginger.
Ginger Sasquatch.
Have a
who is Red Band? What does he do? Red Band is the guy who, if you ever saw the Carlos Mencia video, you've seen his work. If you've seen the Jew Clam video, you've seen his work. And if you haven't, you really need to check that out. Google Jew Clam and look away. He does all the videos for me and for my website and for, you know, we just. It's like one of the things we do when we go on these shows and we travel to all these different towns. One of the things we do is a lot of funny shit happens and we film it. And Brian takes all that funny shit, has to watch 9 hours of bullshit to get 10 minutes of awesomeness. And so 10 minutes of fun and with the right music and the right editing, and he just makes these cool ass videos.
I just heard some director talking about he shot this movie with Julianne Moore in 21 days. And the editing took 5 months. He thought it was like, they said 10 to 12 weeks. He goes, I'll finish it in 5 to 7. It took 5 months. Because that's so much longer. He goes, you can make a joke funny. You can make a joke not funny.
Ugh.
You can do whatever you want through editing.
I can't even imagine.
Shit, I hate dealing with this just the music. Because I make my videos around music. But then if I pick a song that will get me banned off YouTube and off all these websites, then it fucks. So then you have to like try to do it with your own music or make your own kind of shit. And then you lose the creativity part because you're like working with bullshit instead of working with Led Zeppelin, you know? It's fucked up. I hate it.
I know. It's like, look at like one of Martin Scorsese's best movies, Goodfellas. Do you remember the scene where it was all falling apart for, what's his face?
That's all the coke we had.
Yeah,
that's all the money we had.
Remember when he was driving in the car and
looking at helicopters?
The music was so important to all that shit. Mm-hmm. The music, it's all that Rolling Stone shit, you know? I mean, it was like,
Well, not to mention at the end when he's picking up his mail or whatever, or the newspaper, and they have We Did It My Way by Sid Vicious or whatever. But he was like, that's a reason. He's not using the Sinatra version. He's doing it on purpose. He wants the fucking that version of it, this bastardized version of the mafia that he's trying to show.
Yeah,
it's like, yes, it's important.
Yeah. This music is so important to a good movie. That's one of the great things about like Scorsese.
Tarantino.
Yeah. Francis Ford Coppola. They know how to pick the right fucking music, man.
Yeah.
You know, the great guys, they know how to really jazz it up right.
Ennio Morricone did all those Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Those were all the same guy. Sergio Leone always used Ennio Morricone or whatever his name was.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I wish I knew how to DJ. I wish I like remix and stuff like that.
Really?
Like, cause you watch, it seems like it's so much fun, and then you make your own music, and that's
in a way, yeah.
And I just wish I could do that.
What's weird is every now and then a guy gets through and is huge. Like, there's that guy, I think his name is Tiesto.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gigantic DJ.
Yeah.
And these people were telling me, this dude was telling me that he went to a Tiesto concert on New Year's, and it was like this big thing. I think he did it in South America, and he said it was insane. It was really crazy.
50,000 people.
Yeah, there. More, and they're all in ecstasy. I mean, like, just fucking utter craziness. 100,000 people on ecstasy, and this guy is jamming. And this guy gets, apparently, he's like this multi-million selling DJ guy. I don't know where they make their money. I guess they make their money on personal appearances of people showing up for their shows.
Yeah.
DJ sounds so good when you're on ecstasy.
Nightclubs running.
It makes it sound like, whoa, yeah, I get it, man.
If they're good, right?
Yeah,
if they're good. Man, ecstasy, I only did it once, but goddamn, did it feel good.
It's just named right. It was like, you got it.
It felt so good, but it scared the shit out of me the next day.
Did you ever come down?
Yeah.
Oh, I never got one of those.
I might have had shitty ecstasy.
Weird.
I might have to get me some good ecstasy and see what happens. But it might be my biochemical
makeup. I think it's more that.
Yeah. It's very possible. Yeah, DJs produce music, but they produce music that's like other people's music that they're like piecing it together and making it their own. But there is an art to it, for sure. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes the people that make the music don't see it as well as someone who's listening to the music. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but it's possible that a DJ could take a song that wasn't really that good and make it pretty fucking dope. You know, and that's possible. Sometimes remixes are better than the original songs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Most of the time it is. Like if you go to a Party Ben or what's that other dude's, Girl Talk, if you go download some of their music, they take some really good songs. But man, you listen to them mixed up and stuff, you're like, I actually like that better.
Yeah.
Than, like,
well, that's what everybody says about like Quentin Tarantino, right? That his themes are all stories from like other movies, like older Japanese movies. But he makes them fucking badass, you know?
Yeah.
That's an interesting little fine line there. Kick Paris 7891. We're having a fight in here. This dude is telling someone to kick somebody off.
They're angry.
Oh, Paris, because Paris keeps on saying,
hey, suck my cock, Joe. How much money do you suck my cock?
Ribbons, Gary.
How much money do you have, fella?
You think that's the real Paris?
Paris Hilton?
Do you think cities are on Twitter?
How do I ban you, dude? Delete this message from the
list and
ban the
you
sender.
Have to do, you
yes,
have to,
I want to ban the sender.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Bam! Sorry, bitch. Nobody's getting their cock sucked now. What I was going to do is suck everybody's cock that was listening, but you had to go and fuck it up, son.
Dude, I didn't know Joey Diaz was here. Oh, that's Ari.
Ari's going to smoke weed, man. Why are you so rude?
He's going deep nowadays.
Ari's going deep.
Remember the old Ari that would smoke half a hit and then like in a car accident on the way home?
I remember when you used to get nervous before getting too high going on stage. You got barbecued in Vegas. How high did you get in Vegas?
Yeah, it was pretty high.
Woo! You kept going. We had a joint, and usually this is the way it works when you do comedy. One hit, this would be fun. This would be fun to get loose. Two hits, you're like, ooh, you're trusting. Uh-huh. You're trusting the universe, and you're trusting your state of mind. We had four hits. We were fucking blitzkrieged.
It was like, nah, all right, we're just all right, fucking one more.
We were fucking blitzkrieged.
The worst is when I was so stoned. Like my first week out here, you invited me to go see you at a Fear Factor set.
Oh, and that's right.
He gave me these lollipops when lollipops first came out. And he's like, hey, Ohio boy, Brian, come here. You want this lollipop? I'm like, all right, sure. And so I take it. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, you feel anything yet? And I'm like, no. And we're like, let's take another one. And so I took a second one.
Yes, we
took
two of them.
Two of them. And then and Joe's like, well, here, hang out with all the directors and producers in this trailer. I got to go now. And then it starts tripping. And I'm like, they're like, hey, Brian, how's it going? And they're like,
he was so high on my
yeah, it was horrible.
Those lollipops were strong. I called you El Diablo for like 3 months to get everyone.
You know what? That's how much I hated Fear Factor. I hated Fear Factor so much that I had to do it. That I would get barbecued. I would get so fucking hot. I would take these crazy Beyond Bomb. That was the name of the company that would make them lollipops, and I'd eat one of those before I would do Fear Factor, and I'd be blitzkrieg to the point where I could remember what I was talking about 10 seconds ago. And that's how I would do the show. But it made it so much more interesting.
It's fun to watch Fear Factor now knowing that, though, because like all the episodes, you can tell your eyes are all glazed over. And you're just like, oh my God, you're going to eat!
It must be so windy and allergenic out there.
The producers knew it and liked that fact that I did it because it made me more relaxed and funnier. There were so many aggro douchebags on that show.
I'm sure, too, of the producers, they must work with so many aggro douchebags over the years.
So many.
And if you want to be a douche, you can make your lives miserable.
Yeah. It was most of the people that did that show were really cool. They were there to have fun, trying to win some money. Holy shit, I'm on TV, you know.
Oh, some of the contestants you're talking about?
Yeah.
Got, like, stars?
Yeah, they got douchey. Well, not only that, they got aggressive. You know, there was some contestants that were, like, real aggressive, you know, and that was annoying because they were all hyped up trying to win this fucking show, and they would start shit with me. You know, they're at home in Jersey practicing. If Joe Rogan says some shit, this is what I'm gonna say to him. So like, they're already like,
you don't really say it, but they go for it anyway.
They're already ramped up by the time they get there. I'm like, hey man, relax. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, you relax.
So the weed helps with that. The weed helps. No, nothing helps you deal with aggression better than weed.
It does help forgive sometimes. People are like, watch it. You're like, all right there, son. Very nice.
Was that the Vegas show last May, says Adunja? Adunja? A-D-U-N-J-A? No, we were talking about... 4 days ago. Yeah, we were talking about Saturday night. Oh, Friday night. We do the House of Blues in Vegas all the time. We also do the Palms. And I'm going to be doing that like every couple months. We're going to do that. I think
you should do the Palms more.
Yeah.
I'll get into it why later. But yeah, it's a more, it's a regular, more of a club
room. Yeah, I think so too.
And if it's similar to the other stuff, then it's like, do where it's set up that way.
Yeah. It's the only thing I don't like about the Palms is that the stage lighting's not the best. The House of Blues is all like really lit up well. But they might have fixed that by now.
Yeah.
That's not a big fix. It's just a spotlight. But yeah, so either way, we're going to be in Vegas a lot. Talk about MMA, Joe. Fuck.
The Mark Gaden.
Oh, that's John Copenhaver. I wonder if that's the real John Copenhaver.
That's the real Mark Gaden.
War Machine would have... Is that the real Mark Gaden? Oh, that's cool. Real John Copenhaver. War Machine wouldn't have a fucking little Tweety bird next to him. What is up with those Tweety birds? The yellow and the green?
No picture.
Is that what it is?
That's no picture. They just joined, or they're a lot of UFC guys.
Because War Machine's got a picture of him looking all buff on it. The Palms has the naked girl pick on stage. Yes. That is, yeah, exactly. When you're on stage at the Palms, right to your left, there's a naked picture. There's a picture of a girl showing her pussy.
What, in the nude place?
Yeah. She's got her tits out, and she's like showing a little bit of pubic hair. Right on stage.
And then, oh, because the Playboy night?
Yeah, it's like the Playboy Comedy Club.
Yeah.
It's very strange, man. But I think we're going to do that. I think we're going to do that much more.
Do you
next
know,
one, we're doing that in February.
Is there any female comics that you know of that show their pussy all the time? Like, hey, look at my pussy!
Like Joey shows his balls?
Yeah, like we're like, no. Any... No?
It'll get way creepier.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's a problem. Guys are like, I want to see it again.
Right, that'd be like, awesome.
People are like,
There's nothing funny about a girl showing her pussy.
Yeah.
A dude pulls his dick out and goes, what? What? Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, but what if a chick's like, look, I'm fingering myself with my cell phone.
Guys will be into it.
Where's your dad? Where's your dad?
What happened to you when you were young? What happened?
Sarah Silverman, yeah.
Sarah Silverman's funny. But she wouldn't be funny if she showed her pussy. Nah. She's funny if she talks about her pussy. But if she showed it, she killed. I did that K-Rock thing with her last year. There was like a some K-Rock comedy
she
night.
She was hilarious.
She crushed
God
it.
God damn.
She crushed it. She's funny, man.
Patton Oswalt, too.
Yeah, he's hilarious. That guy's a really good writer.
I always see him at Starbucks. Writers. Yeah. He's always with his kid. He's like being dad, Mr. Dad, and stuff with the kid and stuff. Funny.
He always surprises me with where he goes with his writing. I really like his writing. You know, his stuff is like, he'll go someplace and he'll take a premise that like you would think like maybe you would like think about like maybe I'll talk about this on stage and then you go, it's not funny enough. And mm-hmm. like, but he makes it funny.
Yeah,
he
actually makes the joke out of it.
Yeah, he beats it down and conforms it and makes it funny with his writing. He always takes shit to a place that I'm always surprised. Come to Seattle. I'm going to come to Seattle, motherfucker, eventually.
Josh, they put the Comedy Underground in a new place.
Is it better?
They changed it. I don't know. I've not heard of that. I've heard it's real good again. But
this is a stupid way to see this because these hashtag things.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Why?
Well, because it keeps scrolling and they can't fucking read it. At least when you go to actual Twitter, it doesn't do that.
Oh.
When you go to actual Twitter, you can actually sit there and
look. There's probably a way to stop it.
Yeah, I'm not looking at hashtags. I'm just looking at that that app thing now. I'm going to just look at that now. Can we do that?
It depends. It seems like
what happened with this though.
I think what Ustream's thinking, if that's who's doing it, I think Ustream's thinking if there's a ton of people that do the hashtag, then it'll show up as a trending topic.
Yeah.
You know? Here's a good question. Salvia. Have you ever done it? Brian's done Salvia. You have videos on. Did you have a video, Ari?
I did it once.
Did you put a video up of you doing it?
Brian did.
What was that like?
It was super cool. It was just totally tripping out.
You're on top of houses looking at people's lawns or something like that.
I was on my childhood lawn. And I could feel that reality here and the other reality. It went like this and then bent right here. The real reality here. And I was trying to like not make them overlap because then I would never come back. So I was like, I'm not there. Stop. Hold on.
How incredible is it?
I thought my face became carpet, and then it melted and tore off, and then I went down a water slide. And then I was like, are you talking about my face? Are you talking about my face?
How crazy is it that that's legal? Salvia is illegal.
Well, in some places it is. It's actually turning illegal now. A lot of places.
A couple places.
Really?
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, but there's 50 states.
Florida.
How many of them are going to make it illegal?
I don't know. Pretty fast, though. I think they just did 7 states recently or something like that.
Damn. This the Mark Gaiden, whoever you are.
Who's Mark Gaiden?
I'm going to block you.
Is he annoying?
Yeah, you talk too much.
Is that Mark Hayden?
I don't think so. It's a fake one.
No, it's real.
It's real, Mark Hayden?
It's real.
Wow.
Just like the cheaters. It's real. It's real.
This woman, Canadian Alicia, says, were they all on lollipops also, the contestants? No, I got the contestants high on meth. Because you want to have a good show. You want to have a good, motivated group of people out there trying to compete. So they it was common knowledge that the set supplied... No, I'm making this up.
What?
Making this up.
Hey, have you ever seen...
Just kidding. No one was on any drugs, ladies and gentlemen. They were on...
Come out of the Screech-style book 4 years from now.
We gave them Diet Coke, and you could have a water if you wanted that, too. Or you could have a regular Coke if you don't give a fuck. But no, there was... No, the contestants weren't on drugs. It was just me. I was on a little bit of weed to try to get through the day.
Have you ever seen a pussy with gray pubic hair yet in real life?
How not in real life? No. Have you?
No.
Really?
Not yet. But one day, that's all we're going to be seeing.
One
all
day. You're going to be like, why'd you start shaving your pussy? Shut up. I don't want to talk about
it. It's going to have that green gray tint.
Yeah.
It's going to always look dusty.
Oh, no. You're like, there's something on there. What is that?
You're going to be able to see the ingrown hair.
My pubes. Of the knees and downward elbows, what other MMA rules we like to see on it? I don't know. You know, I think that should be up to a vote, what they should allow.
What? Rules?
Knees on the ground, stuff like that. I think there's a certain part about knees on the ground and kicks where the cage, you can't get away from them in certain places.
So then it becomes weird.
If you get trapped up against the cage, dudes are going to take damage that they wouldn't normally take. Yeah. Whereas, like, if they did it in a ring, the thing about the ring is you can slide out of that bitch.
Yeah.
You can get your head under it and just avoid...
And also kick, you could roll with it instead of having to stop right on it.
Yeah. You can't get trapped there. I mean, you kind of can get trapped in the turnbuckle in the corner, but not the same. There's openings all over the place.
What about having a warning tracker on the cage and you can't kick somebody in the head on the ground inside that warning track?
That's a good idea.
Different
That's
color.
A real good
baseball.
Dude, look at you.
Just thought of
That's
it.
That's a real good idea right there, ladies and gentlemen. A warning track around the cage where knees on the ground are not effective. And so what you do is you grab a guy, you get him in a fucking hold, and you pull them into the middle so you can knee him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Knee him on the ground. Maybe. Yeah, that's actually a smart move. That would make it really interesting.
No gravity.
It would have more strategies. People are trying to go to that warning track.
I think people would kind of be excited about that too. You know, like they're near the knee, near the knee area.
Yeah. People and then when it gets to the middle, it's like, oh shit, it's in the middle. What's he going to do? He can't go anywhere. He's going to knee him.
Yeah. Yeah. And people would talk shit. Well, he was real smart. He stayed away from the knee area. I was going to fuck him up in that knee area. He was scared of my strength, so he didn't want to bang with me.
Exactly.
He didn't want to bang with me. I don't know. Fucking, he said he wanted to fight. Didn't want to.
Yeah.
This guy says in the past he broadcasts with UFC with guest announcers. You find that limits your broadcasting or messes with chemistry? No. You know, those guys were nice guys. I did it once with Craig Hummer and once with Matt Vasgersian. They're both nice guys, very professional, you know, but. Goldberg's he's a good buddy. We're friends. We're real good friends, so I like having him around. It's fun. And I think he's excellent at what he does. That shit's very hard. Did I ever see Bill Hicks live, B. Frederick 30? Yeah, I saw him a couple times live. I saw him in L.A. when he was just starting to be known. It was fun. I saw him clear a room. I saw him bomb. He went up after this really hacky guy, and the guy was... doing all these like impressions of different cartoon characters smoking weed, and it was just, he's a nice guy, but it was just really hacky stuff, and the audience was eating it up. And Hicks went on afterwards with all this George Bush war, John Davidson coming out of Oprah Winfrey's ass when Oprah Winfrey's on the toilet. No, it wasn't Oprah Winfrey. Who was it? He would do it with a bunch of different people. But anyway, he has these crazy fucking bits and social commentary, and the audience is getting up in giant chunks. They were getting up like 10, 15 people at a time. They left. They abandoned him. And he was just eating it on stage. But we were loving it. It was like me and maybe like seven or eight other comics. But he was bombing better than I'd ever seen anybody bomb. He was bombing like a champion. Like, he didn't give a fuck. He's taking a shit, right? He's doing this bit where I don't remember who the other... He did one... Sometimes he used to do it with Oprah Winfrey. I don't think that was Oprah this time. But it was like that she shits out John Davidson. Uh-huh. So I forget how the bit goes, but it was a really funny bit. John Davidson was the host of That's Incredible. Yeah.
What's that?
Well, maybe it was the devil fuck John Davidson. Yeah. So anyway, she's in the middle. He's in the middle of squatting down on stage, just making these moaning noises like he's taking a shit, and he's doing it for like a minute. Like he's like, he looks up, he goes, "Yeah, that usually clears the room," and then he goes back to it, and he did it like without any. There was no feeling that he was self-conscious. It was like a feeling like, yeah, I'm bombing, fuck it. It wasn't like, holy shit, I'm bombing. It was like he was making fun of it, and it was awesome. It was really, really interesting to watch. It was like the best I'd ever seen anybody bomb. But we, like I said, we laughed our asses off. And I seen him kill, too. I saw him kill a couple times at the Common Connection with all his Jimi Hendrix. You hear this Jimi Hendrix when Debbie Gibson was famous, Jimi Hendrix running into Debbie Gibson at the mall.
So, really?
Yeah, it was really loud. And it was funny stuff. He was a lot like Sam Kinison, a lot like Kinison. Like you could tell like that they work together, you know. And dudes work together as much as we try not to. We pick up little pieces of each other's styles.
Yeah, you're talking about his
rounds. Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's part of it is like, I don't know. It's like we all say powerful, right? You know, why do we all say powerful? Because of my friend Larry. Because Larry said powerful. Larry was the original powerful. So you got to give credit to the original powerful. But everybody says powerful.
I don't think it's out there too much.
Yeah, it's like it's out there. It's nobody's now.
No one's saying they invented it. They're all saying
exactly. You get it. It's
people,
not like...
People all around are saying that.
Yeah. Like rad. You can't, exactly. Rad is a perfect example. Anything like that. There's like something that's hot. It just becomes a part of the vernacular.
Huge.
All that shit. Dude, it's huge. And when that happens. But that's the original powerful is Larry. But anyway, my point is that Bill Hicks and Kinison, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, I don't know who was influencing who. Mm-hmm. I know Kinison was the godfather of comedy in Houston. He was the guy that made everybody want to do comedy. He was the guy that, you know, was the leader of the outlaws. And Hicks was clearly, like, his underling. But if you look at, like, the writing, like, Hicks's writing was so much different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were so different. You know, when they both developed into their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, Hicks always had to, like, say something, whereas Kinison was just fucking, we're here for fun. We're here to party. We're here for chaos. You know?
You got it with Kinison anyway. You got his take.
Yeah, definitely. You
know, he didn't have to say it.
He did it with jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I think that
life keeps fucking you in the ass after you're dead.
Oh.
It was like, wow, you can't say better how you really feel about life.
Can't say better. That was an awesome one. And the one on the starving children, those commercials. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's one of the greatest comedy bits in the history of the universe. When he's doing that bit about those kids starving. I'm like, well, you want me to feed them? Why don't you feed them? You're right fucking there. Yeah. You know, then it's like, don't feed them. Send them people like me. Send people that are going to go there and tell you that we wouldn't have to come here 5,000 miles with your food if you people live where the food is.
Yeah.
You live in a desert.
There's no Winchell's donuts in the desert.
Come here, motherfucker. You know what this is? That's sand. You know it's going to be 1,000 years from now? Fucking sand. We got deserts in America, too. We just don't live in them, asshole. Oh. And you go, God damn.
Yeah.
I remember when I first saw that, I was like, that's the greatest comedy I've ever seen, ever.
Just completely not caring.
Just didn't give a fuck, and there was no one like it. Yeah. Because I grew up in, like, when I first heard Kinison, I was living in really conservative Boston. Really religious. Everyone was either Catholic or Jewish, very conservative. A lot of angry people, but also very conservative. You never heard shit like that. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You never heard people have the balls to talk like that. Even when your friends are around, you're all by yourselves, you don't have the balls to talk that crazy. So to hear someone like that, you're like, whoa! He changed comedy. He's one of those guys that came on and changed comedy.
Yeah.
There was nobody like that before him.
Yeah.
He was a total original.
Especially that Young Comedian special where you see, I think Sager was on it, a couple other guys, Nelson or whatever this guy's name was, and it was like, oh, whatever, that's that type of, and then you see him come on, you're like, oh, it's all going to be that from now on. Yeah. Like, it's all,
they were can't all be good. The
old way anymore. Yeah, they were fine.
They were all good, but he was just so raw, so much energy,
yeah,
so much power, and the what he was saying made so much sense. It was all so real, sense. Too. Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, this is, but it was the same one where Bob Nelson put, is that his name, Bob Nelson?
Yeah.
And he put balloons in his ear. He goes, it's my impression of a football player. And he runs and looks like and it's like, all right, that's a funny thing you did, but it's not you. I don't.
Yeah. It's not, it wasn't as good. When Kinison did that joke about Jesus.
Yeah.
You think Jesus is coming back? I think the last words we ever heard from Jesus are, not my left hand! That whole screaming style, that powerful style. I mean, that's my favorite kind of comedy. Like Joey Diaz when he's mad.
Yeah.
When he's fucking screaming at you. When he's getting fucking crazy.
$5 for gas.
Love I'll that fucking, style.
I'll fucking kill Osama bin Laden. I'll kill George Bush. I'll kill Kobe Bryant. Fuck you, $5. Come on.
That was
I like
awesome.
Hedberg style.
I like them all, man. I like them all.
Goofy, retarded shit.
I like what? That too, but I like them all, man. That's the beautiful thing about comedy is you can't tell someone how to do comedy right.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody can do it correctly. There's just anybody's got their own way. Comedy is just a nutty fucking art form, man. Everybody's got a different way of doing it, and every way works. You know, like if Mitch Hedberg was trying to do his act like Kinison, that would be it'd crazy. Be weird. But if Kinison was trying to do his act like Mitch Hedberg, like what?
I wonder if there's any footage of old Mitch Hedberg right when he's starting to open mics when he's trying to do like normal boy comedy before he developed it.
That would be really interesting to see.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Well, have you seen the Larry the Cable Guy videos?
Yeah,
right. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Dan Whitney.
Yeah.
That guy, Larry the Cable Guy, is the most successful stand-up comedian in the history of the world. No one's even close.
I don't know.
As far as live gate sales, he sells out like football arenas, man.
Really?
Football arenas, like 50,000 people.
Wow.
Josh Wolf opens for him.
Yeah, he does.
They get on a giant stage in a fucking football arena, dude. That's crazy. He had pictures of it on his phone. He was showing me the pictures. He's like, look, man, this is the audience. And you look at it, you go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's like a world. You're doing it for like, you're doing like a country. How do you connect with all those fucking people?
You just tell your jokes. Slowly.
I don't know, man. Do you think you could connect with all those people?
I don't know. No. I think
man, you'd have to be a
lines.
Powerful,
like
charismatic motherfucker. They would have to really like you, too, to connect with all those people.
See. Facial expressions are so far back.
It's true.
You know?
Well, the only thing is that they would have to have some big-ass screens.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have that.
But football arenas are primarily, they're outdoor things, right?
Uh-huh.
They're never covered, right?
No,
they're covered sometimes?
Yeah,
and they're heated sometimes?
25% of the time.
Sometimes they're heated?
If they're indoors, yeah, they're heated. And they're like in Minneapolis, it's the Metrodome.
Oh, they Superdome, have to be indoor,
whatever it is.
Right?
Yeah,
they have heated. To be. It's like 30 below zero. No,
they can have outside. Like Green Bay, they have outside.
They have outside when it's 30 below zero?
Yeah,
and people go to the games?
They never cancel football games.
God damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Football games are motherfuckers, man. When you see those
dudes
playing in snow.
On. There's always that one fan, no shirt on, painted up.
Nuts, man.
Yeah.
There's something cool about that.
Yeah.
There's something, if you want to talk about a sport that really does represent America, that represents America. That's a crazy ass fucking sport. They will play even if it's pouring
there
rain.
No rain out there.
Monsoons,
well, the conditions aren't good. Yeah.
Tough shit.
Sunday, brother.
Yeah.
Check out
it's like
one.
In some countries, they have to deal with inclement weather so much.
Yeah.
You know, some places have to deal with something. We don't have to. Nothing in California.
Baseball, it's like, it's raining. Let's go. I'm like, it's 73 degrees. It's
Isn't
just
that incredible?
Rain. Like,
yeah.
You can't. Nah.
Isn't that incredible?
Like it's they won't even play in the rain. I'm like, yeah, it'll be harder.
They're not even hitting each other with anything.
Yeah.
You know? Those guys are snowed in, and they're running into each other full clip in the fucking freezing cold. So you remember, like, when you were a little kid, you would fall when it was cold out, and it would hurt so much more.
Well, catching a football in the cold, when somebody whips it in, you go, ow! Fuck! It hurts so bad.
I mean, how cold, how much does it hurt when you get clipped by a fucking gigantic 300-pound lineman? God. That must be so painful. Do you think we reached the end of this program?
Let's go eat something.
Pretty close.
I think this is about the end. We've determined that at 2 hours in, we usually start getting boring.
I'm hungry as shit.
And Ari Shafir got them munchies. Holla back. We didn't take that many questions, but hopefully we were entertaining to you bitches.
But sometimes the questions helped us go on with that.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Well, if it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't have done this, obviously. What did we do? We just talked.
That's how they do an O&A. They'll take a call, they'll deal with it for a while, and they'll go off until they're ready for another caller. You know, they'll just keep going.
Well, we've been looking for something like this for a long time. We've been looking for something like this, like to do some sort of a radio show, and I've talked about it. Like, hey, maybe, you know, we could all do like Death Squad Radio or something like that. But really, what I realized is that the best way to do it is to do it like this. Do it on the internet. And we'll have this thing evolve, turn this room into like a real like setup where you can sit down and watch us.
Professional studio.
Yeah, and we're gonna have laptops set up so that we can play videos. Like, you know, like, hey, there's a, you know, some crazy new fucking animal attack video. You
can we figure out a way so that when we do play a video, just plug it in and then the screen goes to that video?
No. Next week we're gonna have it completely different. Next week is when we're gonna have all that stuff, like video on video. Right. We could have like three people talking at once. He's gonna have his internet done to, you know,
it's done. Next week's show, we just have to change the router.
Next week's show will have a bunch of fun shit.
Yeah, well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna keep doing this every week, and we're gonna like it's gonna expand, and eventually the internet is gonna make its way into your car. That's what I think is gonna happen. I think the internet with podcasts and stuff like that. Like, we aren't making MP3s of this. We should have. Maybe we can.
No, we can. We can still make it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start making MP3s and putting it up as podcasts, because there was nothing about this where you needed to see us. So we're going to do shit like this, and then we're just going to do a lot more internet stuff. Really, what's really good about any sort of a television show is the money, A, and the fact that people now come out to see your stand-up, which is what we're always trying to work on. You know, I mean, if you've never seen Ari's fucking hilarious. There's a lot of dudes that are out there that are headlining these big clubs that, in my opinion, they're not as developed as Ari is. They're not as funny as Ari is, but Ari doesn't have that many credits. So it's hard for just clubs to book him, and then they assume that people are going to come out and see him. You know, people come out and see somebody because they know that guy from a movie or from a television show or whatever. But Ari's a filthy pig, and he goes on stage in these auditions, and they say, whatever you do, don't talk about rape. So what does Ari do? He
does his 7-minute
rape bit.
What is...
Which is a hilarious bit, but, you know, like, the reason why some dudes are funny is also the reason why people don't find out that some dudes are funny. We have a guy that we know that's probably one of the funniest guys ever, this guy Brian Holtzman, and no one knows who Brian Holtzman is, because he's so crazy, and he should have hit big. He was the guy that, like, he was so crazy, we would always go into the back of the room and watch him when he
such
went on stage.
Real hatred.
Yeah, and gets so angry and nutty, and every now and then he'd break character. And a nice guy to be around, too. When he was hanging around at the club, he was always friendly. And
you know what I would love to see? A reality show with Brody Stevens and him, and they live together.
Why? Brody was too sensitive. He'd get mad.
But wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
No, Brody Stevens and Brent Ernst.
No. No, I think the Holtzman and Brody Stevens together would be
Do you
hilarious.
Think that the following comedians would be worthwhile for like a show? Like, if you look at like the Kardashians,
you have to edit
Keeping
it
Up with the Kardashians.
But if it was actually real, I think it would be interesting. Yeah. If you get them to have fucked up someone more.
What's the appeal of Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Just that she's got a fat ass.
Right.
That's it.
Are they dumb?
Yeah, they're dumb. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Are they super
But a
dumb?
Lot of people are dumb too. They don't mind. Well, sort of. You know, they have some money. Not like Paris Hilton money.
There's lots of people with good asses.
Yeah, but you just got to put one on TV. Oh. People become famous just because of their ass. The Vita Guerra chick, I know who she is. She probably doesn't even know who I am. I know who she is. Why? Because of her ass. I don't even know what her voice sounds like. I know her face looks like Joey Diaz.
But she's only doing ass stuff.
She sits on that shit.
You know her for what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll take someone like, what's her name? Like, okay, you're a TV star now.
Jennifer Lopez. How about that? Famous because of her ass. Not really. Famous because of her talent, but recognized because of her ass. That's one celebrity where everybody talk. If you talk about Jennifer Lopez, you talk about her ass. There's a lot of celebrities that have great asses.
And her feet.
Her feet are hot? You're a fucking weirdo. God damn it.
What's up with people liking feet? That's so gross.
A very strange thing. Yeah, very strange thing. But anyway, we're always trying to do something fun where we could all do it together and just hang out and shoot the shit, because we have these conversations sometimes and we say, man, you know, this is way more fun than like a radio show. Why don't we do our own thing like this? It's just figuring out how to get it made is always the bitch. That's always the hard part. But this is easy. You know, now that there's something like this, we don't have to figure out shit. So we'll do this. I think it's a good creative outlet. Like, we have to go over what we said today, but there was some funny shit that could have been bits. You know? Because we're just
rambling. I like the idea of a 360 camera.
360? Of the whole room?
Multiple cameras.
We can face each other.
Multiple cameras. Yes. We're going to have multiple cameras.
Yeah.
I may have it, like, next week, we may have it set up so you can choose which camera you want.
So if it's multiple cameras, can we have it so they set up to choose which camera it is, but everyone comes off one sound feed?
Right.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, that's awesome, man. All right, well, that's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give them a 4-square box.
And we're just going to do more of this shit, let you guys know what the fuck is going down. This Sunday night, Ari and I are at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., and it's Ari's old stomping grounds. So if there's any of you hookers out there with an itchy mouth...
That has nothing to do with my old stomping grounds. I'm still willing. But
we're going to get it scratched.
That has nothing to do with my old stomping grounds.
Ari's been saying he really would like a blowjob on his return show in D.C.
It's a way we can honor our new president, Barack Obama.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning into our little Ustream show. And we'll see you next week. And eventually, we'll have a regular time that we try to adhere to every week. And it might move around a little bit, but for the most part, it'll be like around now, like Wednesday afternoon. Possibly Tuesday if we have something out.
If we get started more on time, people get used to like at 3, it'll be on, you know, get started.